listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump wasting no time, sparing no resources, reasserting federal control over the southern border. Now, 1,500 troops are being dispatched to the beleaguered border.
The Pentagon's military deployment to the southern border puts in motion President Trump's executive orders cracking down on immigration. The acting defense secretary said the troops will fly helicopters to assist border patrol agents and help in the construction of barriers. The Pentagon also will provide military aircraft for deportation flights for more than 5,000 detained migrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of homes are threatened and there are evacuations in northern Los Angeles County as a new wildfire, the Hughes Fire, continues to spread.
Weather is what's predominantly driving this fire and its spread right now. The National Weather Service has extended the red flag warning through 10 a.m. on Friday for most of Los Angeles and Ventura County.
L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney. Some 50,000 homeowners under evacuation warnings or orders. And President Trump is questioning the wisdom of providing millions in federal disaster aid for wildfire ravaged Los Angeles if California's leaders don't change the state's approach to water management and wildfire deterrent practices. The House has given final congressional approval to the Lake and Riley Act. The bill requires a detention of illegal aliens accused of theft and violent crimes. The bill is named for the 22-year-old Georgian nursing student who was brutally murdered by an illegal alien from Venezuela. There's been a shooting at a Nashville high school that left one student dead, another wounded. Police say the 17-year-old gunman took his own life. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 6 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 115 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's Bedroom Mini Fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with KC and Elliott. And, of course, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a stoppage right now on 95 northbound in Harford County. Apparently some debris ended up all over the roadway just in the last 10 to 15 minutes. So it's northbound Route 24, Harford County, 76-mile marker. And right now, no traffic is moving at that point. So we're just beginning to back up back towards the area at Mountain Road. Hopefully they'll clear this pretty quickly and we'll get on the move once again. We'll come back next report and check on that. There was a fire call about 20 minutes ago. It was an overheated boiler in a building, Washington Boulevard, near I-195 towards Elk Ridge. Fire department is still there. Beltway looks good. We're clear at both the tunnels, and right now that section of the Beltway at Curtis Creek is open and the drawbridge is down. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend. 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is cold this morning, though. Right now, Pikesville has 5 degrees. Ellicott City, 4. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It is 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved the Department of Public Works' request to increase water and sewer rates in the city. Beginning Feb 1, the sewer rate will raise by 15%. There'll be a 3% increase in water bills. There'll also be increases for the 26 and 27 fiscal years at 9% for water, 9% for sewer, and 3% for stormwater. Before taking the vote, the panel heard from city residents who spoke out against the increase, but the DPW says it's needed to maintain the city's financial stability and update infrastructure projects. Baltimore Police and City Schools Police are investigating a shots fired incident across from the Academy for College and Career Exploration. It happened Wednesday afternoon. Gunfire broke out at around 3 p.m. while an MTA bus and a yellow school bus carrying students were getting ready to leave. No one was injured by the gunfire. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the city is not planning to make any changes regarding immigration enforcement in the city. He has not issued new directives for police or city agencies in response to President Trump's mass deportation plans. The mayor says the federal government handles the nation's immigration policy and laws, and the city has not and will not interfere with them doing their work. And Baltimore police investigating a triple shooting that left a 52-year-old woman dead and injured an 11-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man. A shooting happened just after 5:30 yesterday afternoon, the 5400 block of York Road, as the victims were sitting in the vehicle. It's 6:05. Next, it's Time on Sports.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can gift $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the year-end Ravens press conference certainly came too soon, but there they were. Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh meeting the media yesterday in Owings Mills to discuss the Ravens' 2024 season, the bitter pill from this past Sunday, and what the future holds for the franchise. Here's Harbaugh waxing philosophic on 2024.
Every season stands on its own, and that's the great thing about this whole adventure. Just like life. And this season was an awesome season in so many ways. The ways that really matter. You know, you don't live in the narratives. You live in the reality and the relationships. And that's been fantastic.
A big topic of discussion was Mark Andrews and his future in Baltimore.
In line and on the perimeter. So Mark Andrews is a great football player. And he's also a very tough-minded individual. So, yeah, he takes it hard and because he cares so much. But I love Mark Andrews. Eric loves Mark. All of our players love Mark. Mark is a huge part of our future, and we love him. And you know, we're there for him. But
elsewhere in the NFL, another head coach vacancy was filled. The Jets choosing Aaron Glenn as their new head coach. It's a homecoming for Glenn, who was the Jets' first-round draft pick out of Texas A&M 31 years ago. The Jags and Raiders are still in play for head coaching jobs, and Todd Monken is still available. Coming up at 6:35, Cheap Eats coming to Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
When I call of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Welcome to the golden age of America. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
It is, of course, a Thursday, January
outside.
The 23rd.
Oh,
yes.
It's so warm.
I had to jump into the refrigerator just to warm up.
Yes.
Before I headed out this morning.
4 degrees outside.
Top stories today, triple shooting on York Road. Also, Tom Holman's got some border numbers for us, which is pretty interesting. But our top story here today, Jake Lang is free. And yesterday I said that the J6ers are, yes, they've all been pardoned, but they're still trickling out of some of the gulags. And the holdup is some of the judges, and we'll get to those folks in just a second. But the transition over the Injustice Department continues to be a problem as well. But Jake Lang is free and spoke about his time in the gulag.
We're free. We are so free. 4 years, 5 days of torture. But like I said, the American people have reclaimed this country through this media right here, because we no longer have gatekeepers. The suffering we did in the gulag, my brother Peter Steger right here and I, 2 years in the gulag with me, shoulder to shoulder, and then another year in the federal BOP being tortured. Right here, Ronnie Sandlin, another American patriot and hero, 2 years in the gulag being tortured. Our stories would have been left into the back pages of history if it wasn't for this First Amendment right that we fought for at the Capitol, that we stood for at the Capitol. And it's you guys out there that have blessed us with voices from the bottom of a prison cell, from 900 days of solitary confinement, cockroaches scurrying around our feet, rats and mice and all kinds of disgusting cretins that they have in the D.C. gulag. You guys gave us a voice when Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and the Post, Washington Post, and all these garbage outlets turned our back on us. You guys gave us a voice, and we appreciate you guys that have stood by our side so much. Every single one of you guys.
Wow. 4 years, 6 days, held as a political prisoner without a trial, with no bail. This needs to be fully investigated, and people need to be held accountable because they were denied their freedom, many of whom, all they did was walk inside the building.
The masses are woken up. Unfortunately, in America, people, just like in any other regime, in any other countries happen, they have to see and feel the visceral pain. They have to hear the stories from the gulag to wake us up. It wasn't something, this freedom that we're now enjoying with the President Trump victory would not have happened unless the Jan 6ers had suffered in the gulags, knowing what was at stake when we went to the voting booths in 2024. It was something that you had to feel and touch. American people got intimately, viscerally responsive to real modern day tyranny. This is not powdered wigs in our founding fathers in the textbook. We saw them kick down the doors of people and raid homes and drag grandmothers out into the street. It was not no longer pages of history. We knew what was at stake if we continued to allow the Democrats and this deep state regime to take over. And we mandated and pushed back at the voting booth, which we did in 2020, but it counted in 2024. And that's all that counts right now, because I'm home and I love my girl right here, my fiance, and I'm so happy to be home. It is a blessing. It is such a blessing to be around you guys right now.
J6er Jake Lang out. We'll hear more from him, and we'll credit the people who are held responsible for that, and also we'll take a look at the people that need to be held accountable for their actions as
I'm
well.
Ready, by the way. 6er, you are ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
You ready? Okay.
Are you ready? He's ready.
He's ready.
I want to inform you, Bruce, that Chuck Whitaker, the king of all traffic, is ready.
Well, rare earth, man.
Right. Just a mic check.
Yeah.
Get ready, because here he comes.
Get ready.
Walking down the street.
It's a new traffic sounder.
What are you doing, Bo Brummel?
It's a new traffic sounder for you, Chuck.
That's right. Well, we stalled out just long enough for me to get this update on 95.
Oh, that's good. Glad to help.
good timing. There was debris all over the roadway. Apparently, never knew exactly what it was, but they had us dead stopped at about 5 minutes to six till just now, and they just now let everybody go, and we're on the move once again. It was northbound in Harford County at Route 24, 76 mile marker. So anybody there that was north of Mountain Road was backed up, and again, now we are on the move. We'll keep an eye on it, but it looks like right now everybody's functioning again northbound. There was no impact at all for the traffic southbound. Both the tunnels good to go this morning. Very quiet on the JFX right now between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Weather Channel forecast is going to be a sunny day today, slight breeze, and wait, we got a tropical heat wave. 32.
Woo.
Tonight, back down to the mid to upper teens. Tomorrow, 34. Saturday's high, 36, up to by 40 maybe by Sunday or Monday. And we might hear 50.
Wow.
By next, next week.
By the way, why does debris have an S at the end?
Because it's French.
Oh, I see. Right. That's an answer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You asked, I answered.
Because it's French?
It is 10 in Columbia. And Annapolis also has an S at the end. And
that's
it is,
pronounced.
But some things are silent.
As you which I were right
which
now.
Which is what Bruce should be.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Appreciate you jumping
I'm
in
back
there.
I back you up sometimes, you
any,
know that.
Any more Debris out there?
Yeah, Debris Whitaker, you know her.
That's right.
Yes.
Top balancing is in one-liner news here for you today. TV viewership for the NFL's divisional round of the playoffs hit a four-year low. Ratings, however, did soar for the Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark show.
That's great.
At the Chiefs game.
Have you seen that new golf thing, by the way, that Tiger Woods has out?
No.
Where he's hitting in, they're playing inside in a building?
No.
Yeah, they hit into a simulator. It's almost like an IMAX screen.
Yeah.
And they tee off. They're teeing off from grass. They have sand traps. But they're in a building with a crowd. And they hit this ball into the screen. And then the ball comes up on the screen, shows where it lands on a simulated golf course.
Wow.
After that, then they basically go to a green that they've made in the building. And they putt on this green. And I'm telling you the truth, it sucks. And I almost said something else.
Oh, okay. I thought he was...
That's quite a build-up to
exactly.
It sucks.
Yeah. He could have just cut to the last line.
Yeah, they
there.
Gave all this big build-up. They got leagues. They got three men on each team, and they play, and they play points. And it's all these rich guy golfers, which is fine. I mean, I like the guys, and they talk back and forth. But the concept is, how the hell do you watch this on TV? I don't get it.
He's cracking me up. There's all these rich guy golfers. You mean like you?
Yeah, like me.
He hustles.
By the way, I heard that your buddy Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump played golf.
I don't know if they have yet or not. I know they do.
Either they had or they were about. He invited him up to Mar-a-Lago to play at some point.
Well, he said yesterday, Trump said pretty much now every weekend or so, that's going to be the winter White House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm hearing, well, maybe he's on his way to play this weekend or whatever.
So you'll be looking at
see if you can finagle an invitation.
Yeah, fill out their foursome, man. Yeah.
I would like that.
I bet you would.
Yeah, be all right. I just want to go see the house.
A headless marble statue believed to be more than 2,000 years old was found abandoned in a garbage bag in Greece.
What?
Oh, it was broken.
G-R-E-A-S-E?
Yeah, garbage. Yes.
In Greece, G-R-E-A-S-E?
Yes.
That kind of Greece.
How come Greece is pronounced like an S? The C
how come
is
Greece is next
like
to Turkey?
Because if you overcook the turkey and put it on your bottom on it, it's...
In a fascinating study, researchers who spent 600 hours watching chimpanzees urinate have determined that the urination among chimps is a slightly contagious behavior.
Oh, you know, like in the sales department,
like at the trough at Memorial Stadium.
Yes. That was always fun.
Yeah,
that was always fun.
Shocking new poll shows that 1 in 7 Americans have not changed their pizza order in the last 5 years. 0.001% said they don't care as long as it's free.
Yeah.
But Chuck's answer, quickly identified, removed from the survey.
I get the same thing every time.
What you got?
Pepperoni and onion.
Pepperoni and onion?
Yep.
All right.
And there's a reason for that. We'll do that in the Chuck's Food News. New horror movie coming out called Popeye the Slayer Man.
Oh, no.
I thought this was a joke. This was a sort of a parody. But no, it's a real thing. And again, I'm not sure whether his spinach has been dosed or something, but apparently he strangles people to death with those massive forearms.
Yes. What is he on, PCP?
Apparently he caught Brutus in olive oil and flagrante delicto. That's what set him off.
Yeah, olive oil was a prize, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What a looker. I have an update before we go.
He said looker.
Yeah, looker, right.
Duck Dynasty coming back to A&E. They're going to call the new show Men with Beards. How about the Joe Biden's Oval Office letter? Contents has been revealed.
Mm-hmm. Was it two sentences long?
He wrote it, as I take leave of this sacred office, I wish you and your family all the best in the next 4 years. The American people and people around the world look to this house for steadiness in the inevitable storms of history. And my prayer is that in the coming years will be a time of prosperity, peace, and grace for our nation. May God bless you and guide you as he has blessed and guided our beloved country since our founding. Joe Biden, signed January 20, 2025. Now, mind you, he did this while he was pardoning his family.
Yeah, right.
So he's getting all these props. Oh, that was very gracious. Yeah. And Trump even said, oh, yes, it was inspirational. But he did point out, remember, he wrote this and left it in the Resolute desk in the top drawer there while he was pardoning the Biden crime family.
Many of these letters are multiple pages.
Yeah.
They're handwritten, but they're 5, 6, 7 pages long, talking about some of the specific challenges and so forth. This one was not.
No. Chuck, do you have an update?
Yeah, they moved the debris from the roadway at Route 24, but now a little bit further up, looks like maybe a mile ahead of that, going north on 95, they're still doing something. So whatever it is, it's out of camera range, but you still have a delay at Route 24 north in Harford County.
All right, we'll probably more Debris
in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Thanks, Chuck. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Boy, I tell you, now is January, and now is the time to focus on getting you a better you during 2025. You've been hearing me talk about Rescue Supplements for years. And Rescue Natural Supplements has now launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals, whether you've been taking our Rescue products for years or you don't know where to start. In just 5 minutes, discover tailored Rescue Supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. And now that means no more guessing on products at the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. To get started, go to res-q.life. Again, that's res-q.life. Or call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And get the help you need from a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Now, I took the short survey. I got to tell you, I was blown away. And I've seen some results and some changes I've made. So don't wait. Visit res-q.life, L-I-F-E, and get 50% off recommended products today.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over 4 decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Get ready for WCBM Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
6:23 right now. Talk radio.
By the way, Chuck is ready.
He's ready?
He's ready.
Are you ready, Chuck? Chuck, are you ready?
We thought he was ready.
Yeah, I thought he was ready.
Apparently he is not prepared now.
No, he was prepared. I'm just being hungry.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Well, you can tell us about the Debris in just a second. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That's the debris. Yes. That was best I could do at that point because I wasn't ready. That debris.
That debris northbound 95 Route 24, that was the problem. They moved that off the roadway. They let traffic go. They went about a half mile up the road and were stopped again. Not really totally stopped, but just about as you're going north at Route 24. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. So the 76-mile marker, there's a problem there. They keep doing construction in that area as well. So right now, plan accordingly. There's a delay. It's moving, but it's very slow. Northbound side only of 95. It looks good through Annapolis early. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Still running okay between I-70 and Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic, debris, and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us we start cold and the warm up to 32 today. It'll be sunny, slight breeze there, and as we head through the weekend, temperatures will moderate. It is going to be dry, no snow in the immediate future. Right now, 12 in Baltimore, 10 in Bel Air. We're talking about the J6ers, and in this clip, we've got Jake Lang, who was basically held without bail, without a trial date. Actually, they did get a trial date. I think he was scheduled February 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 years and 6 days, they finally gave him a trial date of February 3rd. And, of course, he was liberated by President Trump.
Yeah. You guys out there, the independent media, we would have been left for dead in the bottom of a gulag.
Yeah, and without the independent media. And it certainly isn't Fox or it wasn't really news. It wasn't any of these people. It was, again, a lot of podcasters. Yes. It was Steve Bannon, Natalie Winters, and the War Room crowd. Charlie Kirk, who did a great job, obviously. Julie Kelly was, I think, she deserves a Pulitzer Prize for her reportage on the J6ers and that day. There's no one better. Molly Hemingway did a great job covering a lot of that. Some of the others, Lee Smith and a few others as well. There are too many not to include everybody here. As far as Congress goes, most of them dropped the ball completely.
Yeah.
Except for Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Louis Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, of course, was very instrumental. I might be forgetting a few people here or there. But these are the people. And some, not all, but some in talk radio. Again, we paid attention.
Yep, we did.
And, you know, from day one all the way till Liberation Day, we paid attention. We had the J6ers on the air here. We did as much as we could. We just had Jake Lang on in the last couple of weeks, remember?
Yep.
They kept cutting him off. I kept losing the connection. So here he's talking about the sacrifice that has been made by many of these people. Many, of course, there were four who committed suicide within. Matt DiPerno was one of them, and Laura Logan, she did another great piece. I want to give her props as well. Remember that series of interviews that she did with the J6ers, independent, incredible, one of the top investigative journalists of our time. But here is Jake Lang talking about the sacrifice that they all made again for our freedoms.
It's been an honor to serve our country in any small capacity because, you know, throughout generations, we know that men give their lives for this country, and so just 4 years and 4 days is nothing compared to the sacrifice Ashley Babbitt made, and Roseanne Boylan, and Kevin Greeson, and Benjamin Phillips. They gave the full measure. They died on the steps of the Capitol for the things that we represent. Truth, freedom, American justice, things that have been perverted, but things that are coming back. It's a moment of reclamation in America. It's truly a moment where we can gather together as one nation under God. This is a blessing moment. This is who got me through. This is what got me through. President Trump was an instrument.
Amen.
Of the man who wrote this book.
He's holding up the Bible.
Yeah.
Can I just suggest real quick? Obviously, I'm very thankful that they're out, the ones that are out, and hopefully the rest are swiftly out because they deserve to be. I still think these people got an uphill battle as far as, even if they've got a pardon, if they're known, if you can Google their name, it's going to be very hard for them to get a job. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of prejudice against them. Their families are deep in debt. You know, who knows a lot of their health has been screwed up. Some of them were sick going in. Some of them got sick while they were in prison, and that does to you mentally. So I would just encourage people to still not forget about them, to keep praying for them. And another media outlet that you missed was the Gateway Pundit.
Yes,
because they
yes,
had a whole
yes.
page that listed them, and there were a lot, and they were great.
Yep, absolutely. The
Hawk they twins. Still have links to the list to all the names, and then if they have a GoFundMe or a Give Send Go, they have them linked. So I would just encourage people: you can still go look at everything, their charges, their family story, everything.
Jim and Joe Hoff did an amazing job,
and
documented.
covering them. Thank you for reminding us of the Gateway Fund. Appreciate that. Let me remind you that Vinny Steele wants to sell your home. If you're thinking about selling, Vinny's the guy that you're going to want to call, because Vinny guarantees that your home is going to sell. And once you both agree on price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. And the reason why that is because of the database of tens of thousands of people ready, willing, and able to purchase your home through Vinny Steele. And if for some reason it doesn't sell for that time, that price in that time, Vinny buys it. And he pays you in cash. He's got the trade your home, trade in the home program. He's got the sell your home, stay in your home program for up to 12 months. He also has the fixer upper program, where if you don't feel like dealing all the work to fix up your home to get it ready for market, they'll take care of that for you as well. They take all the headaches and burden and stress out of selling your home. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. So far, there are only two school districts in our listening area that are affected by the weather, both up in Pennsylvania. The Southwestern School District has a two-hour delay, and the Southern York County School District also has a two-hour delay with a reevaluation happening during the course of the morning. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the city is not planning to make any changes regarding immigration enforcement of the city. He has not issued new directives for police or city agencies in response to President Trump's mass deportation plan. The mayor says the federal government handles the nation's immigration policy, and the city has not and will not interfere with them doing their work. Baltimore police investigating a triple shooting that left a 52-year-old woman dead and injured an 11-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man. A shooting happened just after 5:30 yesterday afternoon. The 5400 block of York Road, the victims were sitting in a vehicle. The mayor, by the way, says that this was a targeted shooting. Police Commissioner Richard Worley and Mayor Brandon Scott responded to that scene. The mayor saying, if someone walks up to a car and starts shooting, you know it's not random. And the person who fired the shots is a coward. The woman who was shot died at the scene. The other victims are in stable condition. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a stabbing at the Sonesta Suites BWI in Linthicum Heights. Police were called to the hotel around 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. They found the victim and suspect with stab wounds, both men taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening injuries. According to the prelim investigation, the stabbing stemmed from an argument, and the suspect's wounds were self-inflicted. And the Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved the Department of Public Works request to increase water and sewer rates in the city. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3, lottery number 712. Your pick 4, 1009. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop buildup now is beginning, and it's even more stop and go now, beginning right at I-70 and down through Route 40. Haven't seen anything that's reported any problems there, but definitely slow. I'm just looking at the overhead camera right at Route 40. It looks like they're moving fine, but we are backed up already at I-70. There's a report of a minor wreck that may be on the shoulder, a little bit of an impact. I-95 southbound near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. After that, you're clear into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 looks good. It looks like we've gone from that debris on the roadway in Harford County at Route 24 to now the normal construction area. 95, same area. The construction area would be north of Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend. 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Perspectives were in order at the Ravens' season-ending presser yesterday in Owings Mills. Eric DaCosta, John Harbaugh meeting with the media. Here's DaCosta on his perspective in terms of the season's sudden end.
Perspective over what? 29 seasons, and we've had 27 seasons like this.
The 27 of 29 comment is true, but the last two have been particularly gut-wrenching for Baltimore football fans. DaCosta went further and expressed this goal for 2025.
We have a chip on our shoulders to come back next year with a vengeance, to start faster than we started this year, to not start 0-2 next year, to get out of the gates faster.
The Ravens defied odds this past year by going 0-2 and still making the playoffs. Only 11% of the team since 1980 have done that. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Jets, as usual, are doing it backwards, announcing Aaron Glenn as their next head coach while still looking for a general manager. The team committing 5 years to Glenn, still looking for his boss. The Raiders have hired John Spytek to be their next GM, and this is something that Ravens fans need to watch, because it's possible that Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken could be headed there as well. Spytek and Monken have history. Monken was the offensive coordinator for the Buccaneers from 2016 to 18, while Spytek was the team's director of player personnel. Monken was also the Raiders tight end Brock Bowers' offensive coordinator when the two were at the University of Georgia. Local college basketball last night, Navy snaps a four-game losing streak behind 21 from Austin Benigni. The Mids beat Boston University 62-47. Elsewhere, Lafayette over Loyola at the Reitz Arena, 80-59 the final. High school basketball, Overly remains undefeated. The Falcons are now 11-0 after turning back Perry Hall 70-60. The Gators fall to 11-2. And finally, Orioles pitchers and catchers report on February 12th to Sarasota. Meanwhile, Baseball America has ranked its top 30 prospects for 2025. And for the first time in 3 years, an Oriole was not rated number one. Two Orioles did make the cut. Catcher Sam Bisaio and third baseman Kobe Mayo were rated 14th and 29th. For Mayo, that was a drop from number eight because of his major league struggles a year ago. Rutschman, Gunner, and Jackson Holliday were the number ones over the previous 3 years. The time now is 6:37 when we return. And speaking of baseball, Cheap Eats at Camden Yards.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Well, it's not going to be as inexpensive as it is when you go to Bruce Elliott's house for a party, by the way, Sean. But the Orioles announcing yesterday that $5 beer and $4 pretzels and nachos are coming to Camden Yards.
Wow.
This is the best news of all.
Yeah.
Because before this, the Orioles were the second highest beer price in the nation in terms of MLB ballparks. Anyway,
there's got to be strings attached to this thing. I'm sorry. I can't believe they're going to do $5 for a beer.
Well, it's a value menu, okay, so you can choose it. It's only a 12-ounce beer. Not that that's not enough, but okay. But anyway, so look, it's an option, okay? And there's a couple of pretty good beers in there. I mean, they're not the greatest beers in the world, but still, $5 beer.
Miller High Life, Blue Moon.
Blue Moon's good.
Lining Stella. Google, Stella.
Right.
Stella's a good choice.
Yeah, Stella's a good choice.
Sierra Nevada.
Yep.
And there's a non-alcoholic as well.
Right, Athletic.
Any IPAs on the list?
No. Oh. Apparently not.
Sierra Nevada is an IPA.
Sierra Nevada is?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Sir.
But look, nachos are $4. Pretzel bites are $4. They all have cheese. Everybody loves cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my question is, if Costco can do a hot dog for $1.25.
$1.50.
Yep. Then why can't they do it?
And by the way, the pizza's $1.99, and you get a Coke with it.
Exactly.
Just FYI.
Yeah. So why,
actually,
why
it's Pepsi. It's Pepsi.
Right. Okay. Why can't they do that at Birdland? You know, for the Birdland menu.
Well, because apparently they don't make the revenues that Costco brings in.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Costco stock?
Yeah, and they're about ready to go on strike.
Yes, they are.
So
But you know what you could do? I don't want to like let the cat out of the bag.
Oh.
Go to Costco, get your $1.50 hot dog, bring it in.
Yeah, you could. How you do you could. Warm it up?
Who cares? It's $1.50.
Of course, it would get cold anyway. This
yes, right.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Goodbye. It rains outside. It's not going to stay warm.
21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 if you'd like to weigh in on the J6ers and the J6 pardons, which are still reverberating out in the media. Just it's driving them nuts.
There's roughly 300 so far that ICE has snagged up. Yes, Tom Holman, the guys in ICE are out doing their job for the first
Maybe
time.
They should play that as they're pulling up into the neighborhoods.
Yes.
Just to give them a little bit of a heads up.
Yes. Yes. Here's a white guy doing ICE, baby. Yes, Vanilla ICE. But no, they're out there, 300 so far, and that's a beginning, as a trickle, it's beginning what I think is going to be a flood by the time this whole thing is over. Tom Holman says that the first priority here is to secure the border. I love the logic. If you've ever been in a boat and the boat has a leak, the first thing you do is stop the leak. You don't bail first. You stop the leak first.
Look, we need to secure the border. We need to stop the bleeding, right? We can keep bailing the water out of the boat, but we got to plug those holes. So right now, it's all about securing this nation, securing the border. We're going to shut that border down and get a hold of this problem.
Now, what he says next, I think it's pretty important. Now, Sean, when you were out being a caretaker this past week, we talked a bit about this because we don't seem to be all that concerned when we have tens of thousands of military Chinese guys coming across the southern border. But we've got all our panties in a wad because of TikTok. So, I mean, we are selective in where we're concerned about national security. Holman says the southern border and the degree to which it was porous during the Biden years has created a massive national security issue.
What's happening on our border is the biggest national security vulnerability I've seen in my career, and I've got over 35 years doing this. We need to take action to secure the border, and we'll discuss the other policies down the road. But right now, it's all about securing the border and saving lives.
Yeah, but then there are those like Lawrence O'Donnell. Wow. Are you ready for this, folks? He says, basically, by implication, really shouldn't worry about those people coming across the southern border. The real problem are people who are in the U.S. Army.
This country has suffered more deadly terrorism at the hands of American-born citizens who are veterans of the United States military than people who have crossed into this country at the southern border. It is very clear from the evidence that if you want to worry about terrorism in this country, the United States Army is a much bigger problem than the southern border.
You know,
these people hate America.
Yeah, I'm honest to God. I heard that comment. I thought, what a tool, to be really honest, to say basically the U.S. military is the problem here. We have to watch out for people who've been in the military, U.S. veterans. Well, here's a news flash. The country is full of veterans. I mean, we are all over from there's still a handful of World War II vets left, lots of Korean War, Vietnam, and so forth. There are a lot of us out there. And you know what? We're not likely to go do terrorist acts. But when we know that there are people on the terrorist watch list coming across the southern border, and there were like 14 during the entire Trump one. 14 in those 4 years. And so far, we know that there are more than 300 or 400 who came across during the Biden years. That's a problem. And you can't dismiss it by saying, oh, it's not a problem because the Army here is a bigger problem than that. You know, O'Donnell just has this odd way of distorting reality that I find very troublesome. As a 643, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, now a man who usually distorts reality, but that has something to do with what's in his coffee cup. It's Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Fake news, because I don't drink coffee.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Tea drinker. So was it the Awaska? He drinks the Awaska tea or whatever that stuff is?
Try to get your facts together the best you can. I understand it's tough.
Facts?
Yeah, unless they're delivered to him.
Facts? We don't need no stinking facts.
Facts, whatever you want to call it.
It's my turn now. Southbound, Southbound 95 and Eastern Avenue vehicles are on the shoulder. Not a big problem there, but I think the word got out back into Rosedale that the traffic now over on 895 is starting to slow around the Eastern Avenue bridge because they're thinking, well, it's probably a backup on 95. Really isn't, but they're over there anyway. So 895 now, you're slowing and stopping right here at the Eastern Avenue bridge. Traffic is going into the Harbor Tunnel southbound, but that's the reason for the backup there. 95 is actually fine at the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Went back up on 95, Harford County. They set up the construction. Now they moved it over to the right side. The backup of that with that Route 24 northbound has cleared, and now we're good to go through there. Very quiet on the JFX early from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it's going to be sunny today, a slight breeze and 32. We continue to warm up all the way through the weekend. Right now we're looking at 12 in Parkville. It is 14 in Arnold. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Woodrow Johnson.
What a strange person.
Gosh. But he's always ready.
He's always ready.
All right. What do you like on your pizza? What's your favorite topping?
I like black olives and mushrooms.
Black olives and mushrooms. Chuck.
Pepperoni and onion.
All right. And I just like the cheese pizza, a little Parmesan, mm-hmm. little red pepper flakes on it. I'm okay with that. But pepperoni seems to be the number one topping. They did a survey of 5,000 people nationwide. They did it state by state. And listen to this. Here in Maryland, in Delaware, in Pennsylvania, and in Florida, pepperoni. The number one topping.
There you go.
So followed by the way. Followed by meat lovers and supreme.
They put meat lovers on pizza?
Yeah, they do.
They slice them up.
No anchovies made the list, thank God.
Anchovies.
Yeah. How about pineapple?
No ham and pineapple, as far as in the States.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. In the rare turn of events, several Dunkin' locations are experiencing donut shortages. Cities in Nebraska, New Mexico, and other states have been impacted. Again, apparently, maybe they have more police in those states than.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, I've been waiting for you when you come out.
Just kidding.
Yeah, sure I still miss the original Dunkin' Donut. A little handle on it. You can do it.
Yeah. Did you eat the handle?
Yeah, eventually, but you hold it by the handle while you tip it.
Right. General Mills has big news for this year's big game. That's the Super Bowl, pitting two unlikely flavors head-to-head, Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Totina's Pizza Rolls. Get ready for it. Cinnamon Toast Crunch pizza-flavored cereal.
No. Oh, no. No. Yes. That's just so wrong. No.
No.
Get Wild Pepsi says they've got the new Pepsi Wild Cherry and Cream. This is the new trend now. Remember that it was the chicken sandwich?
Yes,
and then, of course, it was the pickle-flavored everything. Now it's called Dirty Soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dr. Pepper with the blackberry-flavored soda now. Pepsi's got the Wild Cherry and Cream.
They call it Dirty Soda.
Quite right. Oreo and Pulse Malone. Listen, Reddy Johnson. I've never seen a Johnson more ready in my life.
I'm glad you said that. Made my morning.
Yeah. I'm thinking, did he really mean to say that out loud?
My chest just expanded with fervor.
Thank goodness.
Glad the kids are
out. That means you're breathing.
Yes, that's true. Or at least now, anyway. God, I hope I don't die on the air one day.
I hope so, too.
Every 10 minutes on the threes.
His bit is dying right now.
They'll be coming to me and saying, I guess he's not ready.
Oreo and Puss Malone are teaming up for the best Oreo flavor ever. I wonder if that Oreo will come with tattoos or not. I'm not quite sure. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Tom Holman, he's a beast.
Yeah, he is. And the manner in which he is taking on this job, he has dedicated his life to this kind of job. And he says it's simple for those mayors or those states who believe they're in sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. They stay out of the way, we'll be okay. They get in the way, it's going to be a problem. And why they don't let us simply get the bad guys while they're in jail It actually causes more problems because if an ICE agent finds the bad guy, but sitting next to the bad guy, two other people who are in the country illegally, they're obligated by the law to snag them all up.
So sanctuary cities will get exactly what they don't want. More agents in the communities, more people arrested, more collaterals arrested. So that's a game they want to play. Game on.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the game they want to play, then you go right ahead and play that game. You're not going to like the way it comes out in the end. Eric Adams, mayor of New York, says he's taking heat from the Democrat Party because he's had the temerity to say, hey, we have illegals coming in here. We cannot handle the flood of illegals. We can't even find them housing.
When I was standing alone talking about this, it appears as though that, well, Eric, why are you complaining and no one else is complaining? I think they use the terminology, you were not being a good Democrat. I think that was their philosophy, that I was supposed to silently watch what happens to this city. This is a city that I gave my life to protect, and I was watching the erosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, don't worry, it'll pass like a gallstone.
Yeah.
So just bite the bullet right now. By the way, the Laken Riley Act did pass the House, the revised version. It now will await the signature of President Trump. It'll be the first bill he signs. 156 Democrats voted in favor of rapists and murderers, including six Maryland Democrats. Six Maryland Democrats, including the newly minted member Sarah Elfrith of the 3rd District, Steny Hoyer of the 5th District, Glenn Ivey in the 6th District, Kwaisi Mfume in the 7th District, and Johnny Zero in the 2nd District voted against the Laken Riley bill. Props to the 6th District Congresswoman April McLean Delaney, who voted in favor of it. One Democrat, of course, Andy Harris, voted in favor as well. 6:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and health resolutions, I know, probably out the window by now for a lot of folks who've made those health resolutions for the New Year's. But, hey, you know, look, maybe you just need to, you know, finesse it a little bit. Make some adjustments. And one of the ways you could do that was some Rescue Natural Supplements. Right now, we're going to give you an opportunity to save some money on your favorite health supplement, the nutraceuticals, as we call them, at Rescue Natural Supplements, whether it's the omega-3s or Oracine, or whether you're looking to lose weight. Ideal weight would be a great way to do that. Or maybe you're looking to get more sleep as well. We've got over 50 different natural supplements with no side effects because they're all natural. There's no chemicals, no preservatives, nothing in them. Many of them are gluten-free as well. Use the coupon code HEALTH35. That's to save 35% on your favorite Rescue Natural Health supplement today. HEALTH35 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or order online. res-q.com.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
More pushback on the bishop, the National Prayer Breakfast. Wait till you hear what some of the folks have to say about this. J6 and the speaker and Biden. That's going to be a great topic. And Megyn Kelly weighs in on Mrs. Bezos. Wait till you hear her comments. They're wonderful.
Kristen with the cold as ice pump.
Oh, yeah.
A little foreigner action there.
Yeah. Ice, man. 6:53. traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Ice Johnson.
There's a broken down vehicle on the right shoulder, 95 southbound, right after the Beltway coming into Rosedale. So it's far enough off the roadway, it's not blocking anything. But with the state police there, they're kind of looking at it. So the ramp traffic from the Beltway, 95 coming down from Rossville Boulevard under the Beltway, you'll see all of that. And that's just off to the right side. Little break there, and then we're still heavy coming south into both the harbor tunnels. At one point, 895 was backed up towards the area of the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and now that's moved down. It's backed up right after O'Donnell Street. Minor accident at Eastern Avenue on 95 south has cleared, and we're doing okay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today with a slight breeze, and 32 tomorrow, 34 up to 36 by Saturday, close to 40 on Sunday, and Monday looks to be into the 40s right now. Well, it's clear and 15 in Annapolis, only 8 in Forest Hill. It has happened once again as Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, and Mayor Scott continue to do battle over the who's responsible for the homicide reduction figures. The mayor says it's his GVRS. Not working so well last night, Northwest Baltimore, York Road, where there was a triple shooting as BPD investigating this in the 5400 block of York Road. Apparently one female has died. Two are hospitalized after this triple shooting in Northern Baltimore. Here is the commish.
We had two shooters that appeared and opened fire on the vehicle, killing the young lady and injuring the two other victims.
So was this a random, indiscriminate act of urban violence? The commish says he doesn't think so.
Well, they walked up to the car and opened fire on the car. So I don't think it was random.
Yeah, it looks like it's targeted. Might be drug-related, might be some kind of vendetta or vengeance. 52-year-old female died at the scene. A 29-year-old male, 11-year-old female, transported to a local hospital for treatment. And Mayor Brandon Scott, he has a message for the perps.
We will not tolerate, as we say in the streets, sucker behavior. And shooting down the woman is sucker behavior in any shape or form.
You know, I have a question. Who was the target? I mean, if this is targeted, were they targeting the woman or were they targeting the 29-year-old guy?
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing the 29-year-old guy here, but don't know.
No.
Don't know for sure.
No.
I would hope to God they're not targeting the 11-year-old female.
No.
But of course,
I think she was incidental.
Yeah.
I think we can assume that they were not targeting the 11-year-old girl.
But how many times have we heard the mayor say stuff like this, you know, in his street lingo, you know, this is a sucker behavior and blah, blah, blah. But again, this is the one that really bothers me. He keeps saying this is unacceptable, but yet he continues to accept it.
This is unacceptable at any time. But when you have folks shooting and gunning down women right in the middle of a main thoroughfare over any simple thing, we will not tolerate that.
Well, the point here being is that these aren't folks. These are thugs.
Yeah.
These are aberrant criminal cretins that are roaming the streets of Baltimore City and surrounding counties. Many of them are repeat violent offenders. Many of them are trigger pullers. Remember, Commissioner Kevin Davis once said, well, we know who the trigger pullers are and we know where they are. The problem is, in this godforsaken state, we don't actually punish them. We don't catch them. We don't punish them. It's very rarely that we do. Or that when we do, and I'm not blaming the police. Police are doing their job. But when they get into the system, I don't know what it's in the water here or whether it's just, I don't know how this rancid liberal progressive ideology has taken hold where, oh no, we're going to let these people back out. You know, we're going to let them back out in the streets. We're going to kill, oh, I don't know, maybe your family member next or my family member next. I mean, this, you know, they keep saying, Bruce, it's unacceptable, and they're not going to tolerate it, but yet we see the same behaviors
they say it's unacceptable.
Ad nauseum. Yeah,
if it's unacceptable, then do something about it. Don't just say, oh, this is unacceptable. Well, okay, then do something about it. What are you doing specifically?
Well, we're introducing public safety bills in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. That's going to fix it, just as we've seen, Will Smith? I think his aide was just found suspected of bilking legislative scholarships. Maybe you need to look at your own staff first and make sure that you're vetting and hiring people properly before you start to pass any other bills here in the state of Maryland. It is just, you know, again, one woman has lost her life as a result of this, and we hope and pray the 29 and 11-year-old are able to pull through. Mark McVeary is a reverse mortgage answer man, and again, many of us might have, you know, if, as we head towards retirement, maybe we miscalculate a little bit. Maybe we don't have as much money as we thought we were going to have. Maybe you've had some medical expenses, or maybe, as a lot of us, were really hit during COVID and in the inflationary cycle. Thank God the Biden regime is out of here, and the happy days are here again. But right now, getting into that bridge, you know, you heard the term bridge loan, you might want to consider a reverse mortgage for a number of reasons. One, if you're 62 years of age or older and own your home, it's a great vehicle. It's the only loan that you'll take out when you decide when you want to pay it back. And number two is the line of credit. People never talk about the line of credit you can get with a reverse mortgage. It works just like any other line of credit. But Mark has all the details for you, and I would strongly recommend. Mark's a great guy. He's a DeMatha guy. I've known him for years. He'll come out to your home, answer all your questions. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. Mark McVeary. Ask him about the line of credit that you can access with your reverse mortgage.
A lot of pushback on the National Prayer Breakfast. You'll hear from her, the bishop, as well as some of the people who are pushing back. That's coming up right after the 7 o'clock news on WCBM. It is 7 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The roundup has begun. Trump borders czar Tom Homan says more than 300 violent criminal aliens have been arrested in just 24 hours. These include illegal aliens charged with murder and rape, including sexual assault and heinous crimes against children. After winning final congressional approval, the Lake and Riley Act is on its way to President Trump's desk for his signature.
The House passed an amended version of the bill that made its way through the Senate earlier this week. The 263 to 156 vote tees up a major immigration victory for President Trump. The bill, named after slain Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, mandates that those in the country illegally be detained if they commit robberies and other crimes. 46 House Democrats broke ranks with their own party to join Republicans and vote in favor of the bill. Bob Agner reporting.
Some 50,000 homeowners in northern Los Angeles County are under evacuation warnings or orders as crews fight the rapidly spreading Hughes fire.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire, and it's spread right now. The National Weather Service has extended the red flag warning through 10 a.m. on Friday for most of Los Angeles and Ventura counties.
L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney, who says that headway is being made in the battle to bring that fire under control. Four San Antonio police officers shot and wounded responding to a suicide in progress call. The officers are expected to recover from their wounds. Shooting at a Nashville high school has left one student dead, another wounded. Police say that the 17-year-old gunman subsequently took his own life. Stock futures are mixed this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures, 41 points higher, while the NASDAQ futures are down 107 points. More on these stories. The Town Hall.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976. 5.
7:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. A couple of things on the Beltway now. Outer loop at Paring, haven't seen it yet, but I see the impact back to Hartford Road. Report of a minor wreck on the shoulder before Paring Parkway. There's an incident here right after the bridge at I-70 on the outer loop. They're saying it's a broken down vehicle. A couple of vehicles there with what appears to be a state trooper right side, right at the end of the merge lane from Security Boulevard. So they're looking at that, and we're backed up back to the ramp area now at 795. This other broken down vehicle in Rosedale with a police car behind it is slowing us 95 south. That broken down vehicle right side just after you clear the Beltway. So we're slow from Rossville Boulevard down through there. And we're starting to see at least some backing now. Nothing major, but slowing southbound on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend. 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Saying it's cool might be a bit of an understatement right now. Bel Air has 5 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is warmer at 15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved a Department of Public Works request to increase water and sewer rates in the city. Beginning February 1, the sewer rate will increase by 15%. There will be a 3% increase in water bills. Baltimore Police and City School Police are investigating a shots-fired incident across from the Academy for College and Career Exploration. It happened yesterday afternoon. A gunfire broke out around 3 p.m. while an MTA bus and the yellow school bus carrying students were both getting ready to leave. No one injured by the gunfire. Anyone with information about the incident asked to please call police. Baltimore Police also investigating a triple shooting that left a 52-year-old woman dead and injured an 11-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man. A shooting happened just after 5:30 Wednesday evening, the 5400 block of York Road, as the victims were sitting in a vehicle. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the city is not planning to make any changes regarding its immigration enforcement in the city. He has not issued new directives for police or city agencies in response to the president's mass deportation plan. The mayor says the federal government handled the nation's immigration policy and laws, and the city has not and will not interfere with them doing their work. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 712, pick 4, 1009, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The subject of Lamar's contract came up yesterday in Owings Mills as Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh met the media.
You know, Lamar and I, we had a lot of discussions about contracts over the years. And at some point, I'll probably talk to Lamar. I'm just really happy, blessed to have watched him play football this year.
Here are the specifics on the presumptive NFL MVP's deal, and this according to OverTheCap.com. Lamar's cap number was $32 million this past year. It rises to $44 million next year and tops out at $75 million in 2026. DaCosta was asked later about the left side of his offensive line, with both Ronnie Stanley and Patrick McCary being unrestricted free agents.
We are aware that we have some, you know, guys that's contracts are up, and we'll look at that. that and certainly have some discussions with players. And we'll look at potentially bringing back our guys. We'll look at the draft. We'll look at free agency. We'll overturn every rock to find as many good offensive linemen as we can.
So they'll both unturn and overturn the rocks. Ravens are currently $17 million under the cap for 2025. Coming up at 7:35, they can't spell in Philadelphia. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Welcome to the golden age of America here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at what Megyn Kelly said about Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez. Okay. Speaker Johnson vowing to investigate the Biden pardons and the J6 committee. But your top story is that activist woke bishop is starting to get some backlash.
Yes, she is. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly. Marianne Edgar is a Bood, I believe. B-U-D-V-E. That's how she spells her last name.
I think the S is silent.
In Bood. Yeah, I'm not sure there is one there. That's why it's silent. So, yes, she is the one who at the National Prayer Breakfast decided, instead of acting appropriately, that she would directly address Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and see if she could shame him somehow. I mean, that's in essence what it was. It was, sit there, I am now shame you, saying that I have, you know, I've got the collar on, man. You got to listen to me because I got the collar on. And as to whether or not she was, because people, oh, no, no, she was talking generally. She wasn't talking directly to him.
I was speaking to the president because I felt that he has this moment now where he feels charged and empowered to do what he feels called to do, and I wanted to say, you know, there is room for mercy. There's room for a broader compassion. We don't need to portray with a broad cloth and the harshest of terms some of the most vulnerable people in our society.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure who she's speaking about, because she contends somehow that trans individuals and gay and lesbian folks in this country are scared of Donald Trump. I'm not quite sure if they are, not having any contact with anyone recently, but if they are, it's not justified. He's not taken out after them. What she's really talking about is the people coming across the southern border. She says that, you know, those people coming, they're human beings. We have to do what's right by them. Now, this is all through the mainline churches you're hearing this kind of conversation. She decided to address it directly to the president.
I was trying to speak a truth that I felt needed to be said, but to do it in as respectful and kind a way as I could.
Cool.
And also to bring other voices into the conversation, which voices that had not been heard in the public space for some time.
Well, here's a news flash. You want to do it respectfully and kindly and have your words actually heard. You don't do it in public. You had the opportunity to say, Mr. President, you have just a moment, and address him privately so that he would actually have the chance to hear your concerns when done with kindness and respect. Because what she did was neither kind nor respectful.
Well, it was welcome. This was a setup.
Sure.
Let's make sure. Amy Klobuchar, who is a rabid Democrat, was in charge of this whole inaugural ceremonial stuff. Yep. Look, I think they knew exactly who this woman is, and they know what she was going to say. She's written op-ed pieces in the past,
from the St. John's controversy in the Bible. Remember that during the last Trump term?
Well, don't forget, back in 2016, they knew, I mean, obviously, they knew exactly who she was. She's not exactly been a wilting flower hiding from the media.
It is a message of a call for justice, for swift justice for George Floyd.
Yeah, back in 2016, she was radicalized and speaking out in favor of George Floyd. And, of course, her predilections have continued for the last 8 years.
Well, we see it in every church and every denomination, whether it's Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, Catholics, whatever. Yep. We have a bunch of left-wingers that are trying to take over every one of these denominations, and that'll be the next big battle, cultural battle here in the United States.
Well, that's leading to schisms. I know it's led to a couple already within the denominations. More on that coming up. First, though, it's 7:13 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is. I'm ready, Whitaker.
Oh, going with that again, huh?
Okay, here's I'm ready, Johnson.
There's a new Rick. I haven't seen it yet, but I see the backup. Outer loop near I-95, southwest side, right in Arbutus. And the section of the beltway there goes to two lanes at that point. We're backed up from there back towards Wilkins Avenue. That's the new problem. The vehicle that was broken down on the outer loop in the merge right at I-70, they moved them down a little bit further towards Crosby Road. So now they're on the shoulder, but it did the damage. We're backed up back to 795 through there. The wreck on the beltway northeast side, in the left-hand side of the roadway on the outer loop between Pering and Lockraven Boulevard, will get a delay there that goes back beyond Harford Road. The broken-down vehicle still there, right side of 95 South, right after the beltway in Rosedale. They're looking at it. There's a police car there with the flashing lights on. So we'll have delays coming south from Rossville Boulevard and the bridge north of the beltway. Some of the traffic on the ramps onto 95 Southbound will have a delay. And there is some slow traffic. At least we're moving so far. But we'll have a delay going into both the harbor tunnels. But this new wreck is on the outer loop right after the bridge at I-95 on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, breezy, and 32 today. Right now, clear and 11 in Millersville. It's 13 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, and of course, last night, the president of the United States, boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Donald J. Trump appeared with Sean Hannity, our good friend and colleague and fellow talk show host, as he was interviewing him in the Oval Office, and said this, interestingly enough, about the Biden pardons for his family.
Joe Biden ran and said he would never do preemptive pardons. It was an issue that came up when you were leaving your first time.
Oh, he thought, he heard that I was going to do it. I didn't want to do it. I was given the option. They said, sir, would you like to pardon everybody, including yourself? I said, I'm not going to pardon anybody. We didn't do anything wrong. And we had people that suffered. They're incredible patriots. We had people that suffered. You had Bannon put in jail. You had Peter Navarro put in jail. You had people that suffered. And far worse than that, they've lost their fortunes. They've lost their whatever, their nest egg, paying it to lawyers. And those people... And people said, you and they don't even, they wouldn't have even taken, most of those people, they wouldn't have even taken a pardon. This guy went around giving everybody pardons. And you know, the funny thing, maybe the sad thing, is he didn't give himself a pardon. And if you look at it, it all had to do with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey.
Didn't give himself a pardon. So there you have it.
Yeah. And I think by the way, good for Sean to weigh in on that as well.
Yeah, he did. I mean, here's the point. Again, so he doesn't give himself a pardon. He does have his Fifth Amendment right.
Right.
In case he ever got. But the family doesn't. They've given up their Fifth Amendment rights. So it'll be interesting to get these people under oath and find out just exactly. And we'll find out at 7:37 what Speaker Johnson is proposing. Interesting enough, he mentioned both Bannon and Navarro, but they haven't gotten pardons yet. expunge their records. Jeremy Brown is another former Green Beret that I think he should get a pardon. He wasn't included in the J6 pardons. The 21 peaceful pro-life advocates persecuted by the Biden and Justice Department, I think, are deserving of pardons as well. President Trump signed an executive order shutting down all physical entry of illegal aliens at our southern border, also committing 1,500 National Guard troops to our southern border here in the next month or so. So they'll be on their way to the southern border. Tom Homan, obviously new border czar, saying yesterday that already they've made a number of arrests.
For being in the country illegally, first of all, I mean, there's nothing in the immigration law that says you got to be convicted of a serious crime to be removed under the INA. So if you're in the country illegally, ICE can visit you. But right now, as we said repeatedly, and the President Trump's been clear, we're concentrating on the worst first, the public safety threats and national security threats. And just yesterday, in the last 24 hours, ICE arrested over 308 serious criminals. Some of them were murderers. Some of them were rapists. Some of them raped a child. Some were sexual assault of a child. So ICE is doing their job, and they're prioritizing just as the president said they would. So the ICE is performing excellent right now out in the field, and they're going to continue every day.
In Boston alone, MS-13 murder suspects, Haitian gang members with 18 convictions were nabbed in a major ICE raid in Beantown yesterday. But what about the apprehensions? Because they were in the thousands when the Biden regime was in charge. According to Homan, he basically saying that has slowed to a trickle. We'll get to him in just a second. But
apprehensions at the border.
Yes. Yeah. These are you know, they come over.
Right.
They're apprehended, then they're given an NTA notice to appear, which, of course, they never do. Trump canceled all of that. But Holman says the apprehensions, listen to the difference in the numbers.
Absolutely. Look, the greatest president in my lifetime, he's back. Because in 2 days, last 24 hours, total apprehensions on the southwest border, 766. Compare that to the 10 to 12,000 Biden had at one time. CBP, CBP1 releases, zero. CHNV, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela releases, zero. Total of 766 across the entire southwest border. That is a game changer.
It is a game changer. And that's when you have a real president, a law and order president, back in charge. He redesignated the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization yesterday as well. Automaker Stellantis says they're reopening their Illinois plant. They will now build their new trucks in Detroit, as companies now return to the good old U.S. of A. The Wall Street Journal said Trump's shrewd order killing DEI yesterday. He restored the ethics of merit and eliminates a large bureaucracy. Three toxic rhino senators may oppose the Pete Hegseth confirmation after an 11th-hour hit piece. They are Murkowski, Collins, and McConnell. If that's the case, you're going to need Jim Justice and or J.D. Vance to break the tie on the Hegseth nomination, which is going to happen maybe later this week. And finally, new Secretary of State Marco Rubio is on his way to Panama. Gee, I wonder what he wants to talk about there.
Hats.
Exactly. Day four of the Trump 47 agenda.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
7:21, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Joining us with the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Just want to wish you congratulations on those commanders. That's so exciting, man.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry about the Ravens. I was really, really rooting for Redskins, Ravens Super Bowl. But
me too.
Maybe next year.
I'm still in mourning. Anyway, all right. So let's get into it. So had a very interesting automobile accident case that just settled. And it was very unusual, not because of the accident itself, but because of the behavior of this defendant. It was just completely out of control. And our client suffered greatly from an emotional toll here in this case. So here are the facts of this case. My client, 65 years of age. This is an accident that happened in Randall Sound in Baltimore County. She's at a stoplight. She's rear-ended by the defendant. As soon as she's rear-ended, the defendant, who's a 22-year-old female, gets out of the car and runs up to my client's window and starts banging on her window and shouting at my client, like my client did anything wrong except sit at a red light. So my client locks her doors, calls 911, And then the defendant gets on her hood and starts banging on the hood and jumping up and down on the hood and threatening my client. And my client is scared to death at this point. Fortunately, Baltimore County police arrive on the scene pretty quickly. They take the defendant off of my client's hood. And they actually have to wind up tasing her because she's so out of control. So my client's in complete shock, not to mention she's got significant neck injuries. My client's taken to the hospital. She ultimately undergoes about 4 to 6 weeks of physical therapy for her neck and back. But the problem is she's having nightmares about this defendant. She can't sleep, and it's really affecting her, so much so that she's got to see a psychologist. And she's prescribed medications, and this goes on for months. We finally get the list of specials after she's doing pretty well. We send it into the defendant's insurance company. They offer a measly settlement. I obtain the body camera footage from the police, which is like a movie. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I told the agent that we have this body cam, and I actually sent it to them. And then they came back with a really nice settlement, because if this was played in court before a judge or jury, I mean, it was just incredible. So we try to do everything we can to make sure our clients get the best result possible. And if you've been in any type of accident, whether it be an automobile accident or if you slip and fall, you got to be careful, too, with this ice. We've been getting a lot of those cases. Give us a call, 410-363-6848. We will go to bat for you. Everybody, please stay warm. Please stay safe. And Sean, we'll talk to you next week. Best of luck to your commanders.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. And check out their website, maflaw.com.
7:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway. We had the wreck in the median on the outer loop between Perrin Parkway and Loch Raven. That started the backup, which is now all the way back towards Bel Air Road. It gets better as you get up the hill towards Providence Road. At one point, there was a broken down vehicle, outer loop right after I-70. That was crowding the right lane. They moved that out. Then the wreck on the outer loop south of the bridge here at I-95 between there and Washington Boulevard. And, of course, that section of the Beltway is only two lanes. So with that, we're backed up towards Wilkins Avenue. It may eventually back up on the Beltway and join up with that delay from 795 down towards Route 40. Not quite there yet, but if this backup on the southwest side stays there, eventually that will join up. Had a broken down vehicle in Rosedale, 95 South, right side of the road at Kenwood Avenue, and delays from some earlier problems. Both the tunnels now backed up, 895 towards Urban Avenue. 95 is slowing from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And at last check, I'm just going to change the camera here pretty quickly. Yeah, left tube was slow 5 minutes ago. It's better now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Weather Channel says sunny and breezy today, 32 for the high right now. Sunny, 13 in Dundalk, 10 in Reisterstown. Let's go to the phones. Diane in Pasadena.
Morning, Diane.
Good morning. I just want to know, Thorpe couldn't get in with the Democrats, but looks like he's getting in with the Republicans. The Scott Bessent, who is up for Department of Treasury head, partner of Soros Fund Management.
Yes. Yeah, because Scott Bessent is one of the smartest hedge fund managers in the world. And a lot of people go to him to manage their money, Democrat and Republican.
Okay, so you don't see any...
I'm not worried about that. No. Today at the hearings, they're going to try to say that he skipped out on paying nearly $1 million in his Medicare taxes. But so far, it looks like I'm not an accountant, so there's a lot of these pass-through loopholes when you come into these kinds of individual business owners and hedge funds. So I would leave it to the tax experts to explain that. We'll see. But no, there are a lot of people that were involved... with the Soros money management, but did not ascribe to Soros political leanings or ideology.
Okay, because Soros has a habit of taking down countries.
Yes, he does. Yep. I agree with you there, to be completely concerned about George Soros and his son, who I think is worse. I think Alex Soros might be worse than his dad. But Scott Bessent, believe me, Donald Trump would not have nominated him if he felt he was shared any of the Soros ideology.
All right, well, he needs to get that out front, because I'm being serious. There's a lot of people that voted for Trump, and when they heard that, they're panicking.
Yeah, well, don't panic. Trump knows what he's doing and who he's nominating this time around. Thanks, Diane. Appreciate the call and the concern.
Lisa McLean, Congressman McLean. Well, it was kind of cute, actually. Yesterday she came to the podium, Sean, and she said, half on mic, half off mic, not to the people, but to the guy saying, next time I'm bringing my stool with me, because she's not all that tall. And so she's talking, and her head almost reaches the top of the podium. So it's kind of amusing to see. But she said, talking about the bishop, this is what we began the half hour talking about, was the bishop was way out of line.
Yesterday, at the National Prayer Service, the bishop was extreme in her views, extremely out of line and out of touch. And what she did was uncalled for. Perhaps we should pray for her.
Yeah. To me, that's the appropriate response in that circumstance is simply, you know, let's pray for her, let's move on, and let's make sure she's not in the pulpit the next time Donald Trump attends a national prayer breakfast or some other religious ceremony.
Yeah, I think that somebody on Trump's staff should have flagged that. Somebody should have, should have known. Because if you look at the Trump, he was rolling his eyes. Tiffany Trump's face was like, you got to be kidding me.
Eric
Trump was shaking his head. J.D. Vance said something to Usha. I mean, they clearly were off put by this radical woke bishop.
Yeah, and they've actually, the Trump family has asked for an apology because of this. It's probably not going to happen, but there you go. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rates they may have on their current home. And of course, because finding your perfect home is hard to do. But what if you do? What if you find your perfect home? If you could find your perfect home with an interest rate in the mid-4s, would you go for it? An awful lot of people, just like you, would say, yes, I would. Well, I tell you, if that's the circumstance, you've got to talk with Vinny Steele. He has a way of selling your home for top dollar and getting you a competitive interest rate going into your dream home. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515.
Coming up next, Speaker Johnson on whether or not they'll be investigating the Biden pardons in the J6 committee. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the city is not planning to make any changes regarding its immigration enforcement in the city. He has not issued new directives for police or city agencies in response to President Trump's mass deportation plan. The mayor says the federal government handles the nation's immigration policy and laws, and the city has not and will not interfere with them doing their work. Mayor Scott says the focus is to reduce violence in Baltimore, and if someone is going to break the law, he doesn't care where they're from. He says the city will not be asking residents about their immigration status in a few different enforcement capacity or in connection with any service provided by the city. Baltimore police investigating a triple shooting left a 52-year-old woman dead and injured both a 29-year-old man and an 11-year-old girl. Shooting happened just after 5:30 yesterday, 5400 block of York Road. The victims were sitting in a vehicle, and the mayor and Commissioner Worley both showed up at the scene. Mayor says if somebody walks up to a car and starts shooting, you know it is not a random shooting, and the person who fired the shots is a coward. The woman who was shot died at the scene. Other victims in stable condition. Atterville County Police investigating a stabbing at the Sonesta Suites BWI in Linthicum Heights. Police were called to the hotel at around 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. They found the victim and suspect with stab wounds, both men taken to shock trauma with non-life-threatening injuries. According to the preliminary investigation, the stabbing stemmed from an argument and the suspect's wounds were self-inflicted. Suspect identified as 24-year-old Jamai Ty Devon. He was arrested on a warrant after his release from the hospital. 732 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland.
Get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Pick three, lottery number 712. Pick 4, 1009. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I said about 20 minutes ago, this wreck on 95, or make that on the Beltway, just south of 95 in Arbutus, where it's down to two lanes at that point, now down to one, said this backup eventually would connect up to the backup coming down from 795, and now it has. So if you're back at 795, you're coming down from Pikesville, you're getting on at 795, your backup starts there, doesn't end till we get past I-95 in Arbutus. That's a big delay, long delay, and not a lot of ways to go around that rolling road outside the Beltway and maybe coming inside the Beltway and picking up Hilton Parkway down through Caton Avenue towards St. Agnes possibility, but that's not going to handle all of this traffic, so that's a major backup. We had a wreck earlier, outer loop at Perrin Parkway. That backed up to Bel Air Road. There's been some activity with a broken down vehicle, 95 in Rosedale at Kenwood Avenue, and now a new problem, BW Parkway southbound. The wreck just coming in at Powder Mill Road. Delays are going back to between 197 and 198 on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend. 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
47-minute press conference yesterday in Owings Mills, serving two purposes. Of course, a look ahead to 2025 but for the Ravens, but also some questions surrounding strategy in the loss to the Bills last Sunday. Specifically, John Harbaugh asked about the thinking behind the play calling when Baltimore had it first and goal at the Bills' two-yard line but had to settle for the field goal. The criticism being Derrick Henry getting just one touch in that series.
We ran it the first time, and they ran it all out pretty much an all-out blitz and stopped it. You know, you can definitely run three times into an all-out blitz if you want, but that's probably not very smart.
He continued on to second down after that.
We had a play. The second play was an idea to get kind of sneak Ronnie out, and you got to give the you know, you can say, well, it's a bad call, but if it works and he's wide open, it's a great call. You know, and it's a little bit of a trick play probably. So we,
and then the hindsight after all,
tried that. Sure, I'd like them both back. I'd like to throw it. I would like to have thrown it on first down and not run the trick play on second down. And then now we're you know, in a situation where we're pretty much in a passing situation.
Meanwhile, watch the Raiders' job as a possible landing spot for Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken. Vegas hiring John Spytek as their GM yesterday. Monken and Spytek have history together in Tampa Bay. Monken was the offensive coordinator while Spytek was the director of player personnel. Maryland basketball starts a two-game road swing as the Terps take on number 17 Illinois tonight in Champaign. And the question is, has Derek Queen, the 18-year-old phenom from Baltimore, hit the freshman wall? Terps head coach Kevin Willard on that.
I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath and realize he's a freshman going against fifth-year seniors. I mean, he's as talented as a player as there is, and he's going to be in that three-letter league pretty soon. But he's also going through you know, we're asking a freshman to do a whole lot in a league that's full of 50-year COVID guys.
Queen in his first 13 games this year, 16.8 points per game, one game under 10. In his last six games, 11 points per game, four in single digits. Game time is 9 p.m. tonight. Local college basketball last night, Navy snaps a four-game losing streak behind 21 from Austin Benigni. The Mids beat Boston University 62-47. Lafayette beat Loyola 80-59. The time now is 7:37 when we return The Lost Art of Spelling in Philadelphia.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
And finally, guys, it may be true that it's always sunny in Philadelphia, but that doesn't mean Eagles fans can spell. Here's Philly Mayor Sherelle Parker at a pep rally before the Rams game. That was this past Sunday, leading the crowd in an Eagles chant. Listen in carefully.
Gotta do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
I don't know what the hell she was spelling.
E?
But it was. Can we do it? E? Should we do it?
What? No, I'm
no, we're not. Okay.
I'm not.
All right, you're not doing that.
I'm not.
Come in. Right.
E-S.
No, she said E-L.
E-L.
G-S.
E-L.
Should I play it again?
Yeah, play it again.
All right, hold on a second. Let me go back there. Let me just find it.
It's worth hearing it again.
All right, here. I don't know what she's doing. Hold on.
Well, listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say.
All right, wait.
E.
That's E.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Okay, what does that actually spell?
Elgesus.
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 Can you imagine if she tried to spell the word Philadelphia?
You know? Look,
what the hell would happen?
Yeah, this might be the correct Bonic pronunciation. I don't know.
Wait, what was it again? E-S-L-G?
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Elgesus.
You know, Ravens is easier.
Much easier.
When you think about it. Because the hard A, the hard A.
A-E-S.
Oh, boy.
Sherelle Park. You know what we call that? A fumble.
Yeah.
That's a fumble.
That's a fumble.
Wow. And that one's recovered by the Commanders. Okay? You don't get that one back.
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. That was worth it. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So President Trump asked last night by Sean Hannity about the J6 pardons.
They were in there for 3.5 years, a long time.
Right.
And in many solitary confinement, treated like nobody's ever been treated so badly. They were treated like the worst criminals in history. And you know what they were there for? They were protesting the vote because they knew the election was rigged and they were protesting the vote.
Yeah, and many of them are released. Still, some are trickling out. And these corrupt Obama-appointed, Clinton-appointed, Biden-appointed, and one Trump-appointed judge, Tim Kelly, big, horrific judge on the J6ers who was appointed by Trump. They're dragging their feet, but we're going to get them all out. But Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center, his son Zeker, broke a couple of windows that day. And he was has to accept the consequences for his vandalism. But he was finally released. Many of them were released. Ready for this? Without their personal property returned to them, many were put out in their orange jail T-shirts with slippers. In you know how cold it was.
Yeah. Yes.
The other night.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what they did to these people. Whether you agree, I mean, you know, some of them should have been sentenced to jail, but many of them should not. Many of them should have got a community supervision or whatever. What they did to them was un-American, and it was cruel and unusual punishment. Speaker Johnson has now said he's appointing a new panel to uncover the real truth behind J6. And, you know, a lot of people go, you know, look, I've had my issues with Johnson over the years, but let's look who the chairman is. The chairman of this new committee is Barry Loudermilk. And I think that's a serious guy. He's going to chair the new subcommittee. He's the one that, on the pipe bombs and so on and so forth, found a lot of that. He's the one that went in and recovered the evidence that Liz Cheney and Shifty Schiff and Jamie Raskin, the others, tried to suppress and or destroy after Congress was changed hands. So Johnson is going to say they will have the authority to scrutinize deep state officials, FBI officials, and everyone. So there is hope there. And then also on the Biden family pardons, here's what Speaker Johnson said yesterday.
It was shocking. I mean, it was shocking what President Biden did on the way out. Pardoning his family for more than a decade of whatever activity, any nonviolent offenses. It was breathtaking to us. I don't think that's anything like that's ever been anticipated. And by the way, go look at the tape, you know, 4 years ago when it was just implied that President Trump might do something similar. They were apoplectic. Joe Biden himself, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, roll the tape. They all said that would be crazy and unconscionable. And now they're cheering it along. To us, it is disgusting. To us, it probably proves the point, the suspicion that you know, they call it the Biden crime family. If they weren't the crime family, why do they need pardons, right? Yeah. Look, there's a lot of attention that's going to be paid to this, and I think that is appropriate, and we will be looking at it as well. So, yeah.
I think that's very interesting. This is the Speaker of the House. He's in the line of succession to be president, who's now referring to the former president and his family as the Biden crime
family.
Think about that for just a second. And I hope and pray this isn't just kabuki theater, which it could very well be in Washington. We'll see how serious they are as to who. I think whatever, as far as the J6 committee, you better have Marjorie Taylor Greene on that committee. And here's my other question. There should be Democrats on the committee.
Yes, certainly.
Which Democrats? What Democrats do you think would be on that committee or should be on that committee? Is there an honest Democrat still left in Congress?
I'm sure that Adam Raskin would love a job. 743. Who? Raskin. Jamie Raskin.
I thought you morphed the two.
Yeah,
God forbid.
I did, yeah.
That's like worse than Frankenstein.
I morphed Schiff and Raskin together.
Shifty Schiff and Raskin yes. together? Oh,
they'd
my
be,
God.
They'd be perfect on the committee. 743. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again. Oh, hey, listen. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News.
I can see it now. It's like the head of a watermelon on a jackass.
Yeah, with a pencil neck. Traffic and weather on
hey,
the
Rennie
threes.
Hey, Rennie Johnson's here.
Hey, Rennie. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine. I'm Jamie Raskin. And what are you going to do about it, Shifty Shift? Son of a bitch. Okay. Don't get me started on that crap.
Okay,
we won't. Okay, I'll stop now. Get us thrown off the air. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The outer loop moving a little better now. Looks like the wreck that was south of I-95 on the outer loop has moved over to the shoulder area now, but it left us with this backup. Like I said earlier, I said eventually this thing is going to go all the way back to the ramps at 795. It's there, but now at least south of Wilkins Avenue, the pace is better, so it indicates the two lanes are now moving underneath the bridge at 95. It's going to take a long time for that to clear. Interloop at Green Spring, you'll have slowing. Parkville side slowing from an earlier wreck at Paring Parkway. That backup went all the way back towards Bel Air Road. There should be some slowing now from Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway towards downtown on the JFX. Our normal delays, heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels and the BW Parkway with a new delay. The wreck was southbound at Powder Mill Road. I just looked at the camera between 197 198. Pretty good size backup there on the southbound side. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, your hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says sunny, slight breeze, 32, and it's getting warmer each and every day. We're inching up to 34 tomorrow, 36 on Saturday, 38 on Sunday, and then we're going to hit the big 4-0.
Oh, the 4-0.
By Monday right now. Sunny, and it's 10 in Ellicott City, 18 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. And we've got, of course, WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug. And John in Glen Arm is our contestant.
Good morning, John.
Hey, it's old man John and his grandson, Owen. So we're going to tag team you this morning.
All right, it's John and Owen back for the tag team.
Bring it on, brother.
You want to go first, second, to third, or last?
We'll bring up the rear if that's okay.
Well, that is fine. All right, good luck to you, gentlemen. Story one, stop me if you heard this before. A one-armed fugitive is now wanted for a brutal stabbing in a remote control dispute. This in Charles County, Maryland. Man stabbed a relative in the head and neck during an argument over the TV remote control. The man is missing his left arm. U.S. Marshals in pursuit.
Tommy Lee Jones is on the case.
I thought he heard him say he was armless.
Story two. A Pennsylvania woman is accused of chaining her 11-year-old son to a basement fuel tank for hours. The reason? He ate too many hot dogs.
Oh, that's useful.
Poor thing.
The woman faces charges of false imprisonment, unlawful restraint, endangering the welfare of a child, and being sued by Oscar Mayer.
I hope he didn't have the wind. Yeah. Sit next to a fuel tank, if you got the wind, it's not good.
Well, it sounds like that's from experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I blew up half a Longwood Street one time.
I know, I felt it at Neptune's.
I know it.
Story three. Five elephants at the Colorado Zoo have the legal right to pursue their release because they are living beings, ruled the Colorado Supreme Court yesterday. The court said that the decision turns on our regard for these majestic animals. All right, story one. One-armed fugitive on the loose for a brutal stabbing in Charles County. Story two, woman handcuffed a son to an oil tank for eating too many hot dogs. Or story three, Colorado court says, yes, elephants have the right to sue in court. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, goody. As horrified as I am by story number two, I'm afraid that might be true, and I could see the crazy Charles County story being true. I'm going to go with number three. I'm not quite sure of the logistics of elephants in court.
Okay. Apparently, they never forget.
Yeah, they represent them. They represent themselves because their memory is so good. Yeah,
that's right. Chuck.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go with the fugitive, one.
All right, Chuck goes with the one-armed fugitive. Bruce.
Well, the hot dog story interests me because I think that's how Joy Chestnut got his start. I suspect that's true. I just want the next generation of hot dog eaters of Oconee Island. I'm going to go with the number three as well, the Heffalump story.
And John and Owen.
Okay, we thought three, but now the more I think about it, I think three is bait. I think you're trying to hook us with that one. We're going to follow Chuck and say item number one.
Item number one. So you're going with Chuck with the one-armed fugitive.
Can never go wrong going with Chuck.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of bait, story two is indeed a true story. Yes, hopefully that woman. The problem is, how much time does she do? She says, son, she's got to take care of the son.
Until she figures out how many packages of hot dogs and hot dog buns she has to buy in order for there to be no leftover buns.
Okay.
Hot dogs are six. Well, the hot dog buns are eight.
Eight. The hot dog buns are eight. And you're saying the hot dog...
Six.
In every hot dog package, there are only six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought...
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. He's correct. Okay. He should be quiet, but he's correct.
All right. Well, I'm going to dispute that. Because I think I bought hot dog packages where there are eight. I think Hebrew National has eight.
Huh.
So we'll find out. We'll get the answer to that story.
I'm spellbound.
Story number one. One-armed fugitive... You should be bound. Is also a true story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry about that, John, Owen, and Chuck. Story three. No, the Colorado court ruled elephants do not have the right to sue because they're not human. That's a fake news story. So Kristen nails it. And Bruce as well.
Did they say Bruce was on that, too? They say it's all happening at
the
zoo.
As soon as I said Kristen nails it, he looked at me and go, what about me?
Hey.
What about me?
What about me? What about you?
Well,
yeah. They say it's all
happening. I got the buns
the
and the dogs count. I've got that going for me. All right, it's 7:50, 10 minutes for the hour. 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
John Adams wrote that our Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people. Now, by the phrase moral and religious people, Adams was referring to a people capable of self-government. In order to be capable of self-government, the people and those who would serve as their representatives must demonstrate self-control. Now, I believe that the weaponization of the Department of Justice against Donald Trump and against J6ers, as well as against those who have been imprisoned and fined for trying to save the lives of preborn children, are examples of the lack of self-control about which John Adams was warning us. Another glaring example of the failure of self-control is the horrible lawlessness of state and local governments during what is referred to as the COVID crisis. Government officials used this crisis to exercise tyrannical power that was nowhere authorized by the state constitutions and, in fact, was specifically prohibited thereby. It is, I think, important to remember that the tyrannical and criminal actions of former Governor Larry Hogan did not occur due to any fault or defect in the Maryland or the U.S. Constitution. The criminal conduct of the former governor in shutting down churches and imposing lawless lockdowns and forcing dangerous medical experiments on the populace resulted from his lack of self-control. Now, the misuse of the prosecutorial function against those who disagree with government designs has been termed lawfare. Well, lawfare is just another example of a lack of self-control. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the Hebrew National hot dogs, this is just bizarre. This whole thing gets more bizarre. They come in packages of 5, 7, and 12. And then there are the really large packs where you can get 21.
Okay.
But there's no package of 6.
Or 8.
Or 8. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. Wow.
You've opened up this whole hot dog controversy now.
We have to change the priority list for the 8 o'clock hour, Sean. I'm sorry. The breaking news. 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Hot Dog Johnson.
Yeah, we're on a roll now.
On a roll now. I got it. On a roll now. It's on a roll now. It's so funny.
If we get to 8 o'clock, maybe we can finally catch up. Sorry.
I relish what you're doing. I really
you
do.
Made me do it. Southbound. BW Parkway, you know, sometimes you just hit the right button. The Parkway southbound still slow. The wreck was at Powder Mill Road. I'm looking at the camera here at 198, and it's just crawling southbound. The report was the accident was in the left-hand lane. We talk about it all the time. The Parkway is 2 lanes northbound and 2 lanes southbound. So anything that happens just compounds everything. So big delays right now as you're moving south from Route 32 and trying to get down towards the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, a food riddle for you.
Hello.
Why aren't chili dogs served cold?
Yeah. Why?
Why aren't they served cold? It's sort of a
because they're already chili.
There you go. Rhetorical question.
Young fathers, pay attention, because this kind of humor, your four-year-old's going to love.
Well, for Reddy Johnson, we've got to dumb it down a little bit.
A three-and-a-half-year-old.
And once was a guy in Nantucket.
No. Thank you.
Maybe next hour.
See you in a couple. Okay. Weather channel says slight breeze today. Sunshine 32. We're sunny at 11 in Severn and 11 in Parkville.
All right. This is classic. Jeff Bezos' wife. What's her name? First name you call
it? Lauren Sanchez.
All right. She's a looker. We all got that. He's a looker.
Yeah.
She's a looker. She's a pretty woman, which is something she never wants us to forget.
I don't know. She looked to me like Michael Jackson in one shot.
Just because that was Michael Jackson. They dress a lot alike. They do. So, at any rate, she showed up for the inauguration wearing a bustier and an over blouse that was kind of unbuttoned down to her belly button. This is the one you see in the meme where you have Zuckerberg staring at her boobs. All right? And it's like, come on, her eyes are up there. Megyn Kelly had a different take on that. But first she says, the woman dresses like a prostitute, and then follow with this comment.
At the inauguration, she wore a corset, and she had her boobs on display. I can't with this woman. The girls were out. Look at this. I can see the middle of her boobs. I can see her underboob, like right there. Right. This is absurd. She couldn't even keep them covered up for a day.
So, she wasn't done yet, though. She then said, you know, so Mark Zuckerberg was looking. What's the surprise? That's why she dressed the way she dressed.
All over X was a picture of Mark Zuckerberg sitting next to her. Coughing,
he knew where the action was at.
Sneaky peek. I don't blame him at all. Who can blame him? That's why she did it.
Yeah, and that's actually the point.
Well, I mean, it's biological, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's appropriateness, too, that's built in.
Well, the appropriateness is obviously you can look, but you can't touch. You can't.
Well, no, her dress.
You can't say anything.
This is this odd thing that some women, I guess she is one of them, do.
Right.
And that is, I'm going to flaunt my female sexuality, but now you have to pretend you're not paying attention to it. It happens not just at that level. It'll happen, you know, you'll be at work somewhere or at a club.
Oh, come on.
Somewhere.
Somebody like Lauren Sanchez doesn't dress like that if they don't want to be noticed.
And exactly.
If they don't want the attention. And that's exactly why they dress this.
She wanted the attention.
I think the bigger story is the looks that Doug, the second gentleman, who now apparently there are rumors they're on the outs, Kamala and Doug,
yep.
and Bill Clinton gave to Carrie Underwood as she walked both to and from the ceremony. I think that... watching their eyes where they were fixated was very interesting. More so than Zuck and Lawrence Sanchez.
Yeah, and if actually Michelle had shown up, she would have seen...
Big Mike.
She would have seen her husband doing the same. And apparently, one of the rumors out there as well is they're not doing real well. Look, it happens, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, did you hear the rumor about Obama and Jennifer Aniston?
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that was in the Daily Mail. Not saying I believe it.
See, now, I got to get home. My wife, if you read People magazine, you know this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I hate reading that kind of stuff, but you know.
But you do every day.
You have to be well-rounded.
Yes. That's the way you're well-rounded. Good to know. I'm such a shallow person. I just don't read that stuff.
Anyway, that's what I heard from Rob Carson. That's what he told me. Yeah. Lobs is a Michael.
That's when you show Robin when you get home.
Michael A. Friedman is there for you. Look, this is accident time. Unfortunately, due to the ice, due to the snow, due to slippery conditions, now more than ever during these winter driving months, there are accidents. Some of them are serious. Some of them result in serious, personal injury. And that is where the law office of Michael A. Friedman voted each and every year one of the top 10 personal injury firms in the entire state of Maryland. And one of the reasons they've climbed to the top is because they put your recovery priority number one. Everything that they do in the firm is designed with that in mind. They'll make sure that all you have to do is focus on getting better, recovering. Because after all, serious injuries, you don't have to want to deal with the insurance companies with, medical expenses and bills and all the other things in life. What if your car's been totaled in the accident? All of that and much more. So give Michael a call. Hopefully you never need him. But even if you have questions about your insurance policy, it might be good to get that out and check and ask Michael. 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online at maflaw.com.
Mayor says no ice interference. Elon Musk and the phony Nazi salute, and the governor on Trump orders. That's next.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says something has to be done about FEMA. Mr. Trump suggesting the agency has fallen into disarray in the past 4 years.
President Trump scheduled to visit the fire scenes around Los Angeles Friday, stopping first in North Carolina to view damage and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. On Fox News Channel's Hannity, Trump criticized the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
All it does is complicate everything.
And claimed he had FEMA working really well.
We had hurricanes in Florida, we had Alabama, tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA is going to be a whole big discussion very shortly because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The southern border seems to be getting more secure by the hour. Now President Trump sending 1,500 troops to the border, while ICE has started arresting illegal aliens charged with violent crimes including rape and murder. The Senate may vote today to move Pete Hegseth one step closer to confirmation as Secretary of Defense.
If Hegseth musters the 60 votes needed to advance, a final vote on his nomination is expected late Friday or early Saturday. Democrats have decided to exercise their full power to delay votes through ongoing debate on most Trump nominations. That means for most, the process will drag on for days, not hours. Despite the slow walk, Republican leader John Thune vows to work long days and weekends if that's what it takes to quickly confirm not only Hegseth but other key cabinet nominations as well. Bob Agner reporting.
No word on a motive for a shooting at Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee. 17-year-old shot and killed a 16-year-old girl in the cafeteria before police say took his own life. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 64 points. NASDAQ futures down 104 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, the following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway still slow southbound. Looking at it live here at 197. From there to Powder Mill Road, the wreck earlier was crowding the left-hand lane. So we have delays south of Fort Meade. Even the ramp traffic coming on to the parkway at 197 is backed up. Just made a swing through Annapolis. No problems from the Bay Bridge towards I-97. But the southbound backup, which is the normal delay, is there on I-97 from Benfield down to Route 32. After the bridge at 178, you have a good trip all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there. Still hurting from some earlier problems on the Parkville side. On the Catonsville side, the interloop at Green Spring is stacked up. A little busy, JFX through the city county line, and delays coming south. 15-minute delays right now, maybe a little longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend, 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 6 degrees. Middle River, all the way up to 8 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved the Department of Public Works request to increase water and sewer rates in the city. Beginning Feb 1, the sewer rate will increase by 15%, and there will be a 3% increase in water bills. Baltimore Police and City Schools Police investigating a shots fired incident across from the Academy for College and Career Exploration happened yesterday afternoon. Gunfire broke out at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. MTA bus and a yellow school bus carrying students were getting ready to leave. No one injured by the gunfire. Anyone with information, please ask to call police. Baltimore police also investigating a triple shooting that left a 52-year-old woman dead, injured both a 29-year-old man and an 11-year-old girl. A shooting happened just after 5:30 yesterday evening, 5400 block of York Road. The victims were sitting in a vehicle, and the mayor and Commissioner Richard Worley showed up at that scene, with the mayor saying that if someone walks up to a car and starts shooting, you know it is not random, and that the person who fired the shots is a coward. And Anne Arundel County Police investigating a stabbing at the Sonesta Suites BWI in Linthicum Heights. Police called to the hotel about 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. They found the victim and suspect with stab wounds. According to the preliminary investigation, the stabbing stemmed from an argument. The suspect, his wounds were self-inflicted. It's 8:05. Coming up next, Stein on Sports. Pick 3, Lottery 712. Pick 41009.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Shaping the 2025 Ravens roster has already begun. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta asked about the 16 unrestricted free agents that dot the Ravens roster. One in particular was fullback Patrick Ricard. DaCosta was asked if the discussions had begun with the five-time Pro Bowler.
No, we haven't had those discussions yet. His agent's a good friend of mine. And, you know, I think Pat knows how we feel about him. And I would love for him to retire as a Raven, too. I mean, he epitomizes everything that we're all about. And he's another undrafted guy who just became, in my opinion, the best at his position.
And he's a symbol of the Ravens' power running game. But at the same time, the Ravens' offense can offer multiple looks. They can go power, read option, three wide, a big reason for their historic offensive output. Head coach John Harbaugh offering on why they can do that.
And use the different platforms that you can use. We're kind of in every world offensively, and it's not easy to do that, but we can do that because of our quarterback, because our quarterback's capable of living in all those different offensive worlds, and that's tough for a defense to defend. How we can continue to evolve that so we can operate it more efficiently, more effectively, more quickly, with less verbiage and all those kind of things, where everybody's on even more and more on the same page.
And finally, no Christian Pulisic, no problem for the U.S. men's national soccer team. They ended January with their second straight win, 3-0, over Costa Rica. Coming up at 8:35, Patrick Mahomes has a bridge to sell you. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland on this dawning of the golden age of America. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore weighs in on the Trump executive orders. Elon Musk is kind of fighting back against this Nazi salute hoax. And top story here, Mayor Scott is still doubling down on the ICE raids and immigration. And by the way, your water bill's about to go up if you use city water. Get to that here. The mayor said he hasn't received any communications from the White House regarding immigration enforcement and hasn't issued any directives to the BPD. He put this statement out saying, quote, "Our approach will not change, and I'll reiterate what I said from the beginning. We're watching what the administration actually does, not just what they say. I think that's a critical thing. And we know the most predictable thing about the president is he can be unpredictable. It's also important to note that we work with our federal partners every single day, but BPD and my officers are focused on preventing crime and violent offenders in Baltimore, and they will continue to do that, and they will not be focused on enforcing federal immigration law." The city won't be asking residents about their immigration status. We will not be doing that in a law enforcement capacity or any connection with our city services. Not only is that consistent with what our values is as a city, but it's to the folks of Baltimore that we continue to have those numbers go down. That's what's important. Mm-hmm. The federal government handles immigration policy, enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. We have not, and we won't interfere with them doing their work. Our focus remain on reducing violence in Baltimore. If you're going to break the law, I don't care where you're from. We have, and we will continue to work with ICE and federal agencies on folks who are breaking the law and helping remove them from the streets of Baltimore, end of quote. So it's kind of a contradiction.
Yeah.
He's saying that they want to work with their federal partners, but they're not going to assist, you know, with the immigration stuff. We will not be focused on enforcing federal immigration law. And they said, we're going to work with ICE and federal agencies.
What's unclear there is whether or not they'll let ICE know if they have a violent, criminal, illegal alien in custody. Because if they do, then that's great for ICE. If they don't, then Holman's pretty clear in saying, look, we're going to get the guy anyway. But if you give him to us while he's in jail in your custody, we get just him.
The mayor said he has no knowledge of any upcoming raids in the city.
We are not aware. We know that we've heard the same things as you all have heard. But again, I am not the president of the United States. I can't control ICE. And the president can send forth his agents to do as he pleases. As the commander of them. And for us, we just hope that, again, my hope is that the focus remains on violent folks, folks who are disrupting communities, folks who are leading gangs and bringing guns and drugs and causing harm in our communities.
He was also asked at the press conference yesterday whether or not he was considering any countermeasures to Trump.
We'll look at every legal option that we have to protect our residents, period. But we will not be doing anything illegal. Every legal option to protect our residents, the city of Baltimore will under the guise of our fabulous city solicitor, will be looking at. But we will not do anything illegal.
It's interesting, the term residents. He doesn't say our citizens or the legal, law-abiding citizens of Baltimore City. He says our residents. So it means, will he also do everything legally to protect the illegal aliens who happen to reside in Baltimore? We'll have to. That question remains to be answered.
Yep. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The heavy traffic going into both the Harbor Tunnels. The lanes are moving. I'm looking at 895. And, yeah, we're slow, and it's slow basically now from Pulaski Highway, Urban Avenue, O'Donnell Street, into the tunnel southbound. And looking at the area around the Toll Plaza, Child Street, traffic is coming out. So it's just very heavy traffic this morning from Pulaski Highway on 895. 95 has been running right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge from there in through and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then the south portal, all the lanes are open. 95, Russell Street, 395. That interchange right now is clear. BW Parkway, still hurting. The wreck may be off to the side now. It's a little better pace, but not a whole lot. As you're going south, the wreck was at Powder Mill Road and the Beltway locally. We're still backed up to Bel Air Road on the outer loop, the inner loop at Greenspring. And we're still 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. Some areas on the Beltway fighting the bright sunshine right now. If you're moving south and east, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the cold stretch is over, at least for now. Look, it's going to get warmer. It's still cold today. Sunny, slight breeze, 32, but compared to what it's been, it feels like 20 degrees warmer. Overnight temps will be back down to the teens, and then we start to rise tomorrow, 34, 36 on Saturday. By Monday, we might hit 40. Right now, it is chilly. It is 12 in Pikesville and 12 in Millersville. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 on a Thursday morning. Once again, it's time for us to figure out which loon is looniest. Who's going to be hopping out of the Democrat clown car? So let's head to the circus. Look, there's the big top. Enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring. As the Democrat clown car enters, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Boy, she wants to be president in a couple years, man. She really does. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doing her very best to raise her political profile, all the while beclowning herself.
This is the United States of America. And I don't care what Elon Musk is doing behind a presidential seal. In this country, we hate Nazis. Kind of like a foundational defining thing. And I don't know what side people may be on today, but I still am not rocking with anyone sympathetic to Nazis.
Now that's taking a brave stand, isn't it? Boy, that puts her in front row for candidates for 2028 on the Democrat side. She's not rocking with Nazis, and she goes on.
If you're cool and want to defend the Sig Hails and the Nazi salutes, whatever you want to do, that's on you. I'm on the opposite side of that. I'm not with the Nazis. How about that? I mean, but it's very important for us to assert these things.
It's so good to know she's taking that brave stand of being the first Democrat to come out publicly and say, I am not with the Nazis. Wow. You talk about courage under fire. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She, by the way, is not also with the people who eat children for breakfast. Again, another brave stance she's taking. Right now, AOC, please get back in the clown car and get out of here. Your shredded wheat is waiting for you off stage.
And still to come here on the program, I almost forgot to mention, I just want to make sure we confirmed it, but just confirmed with Kristen Hagrick, our executive producer, that the two mothers whose children were, victimized by the juvenile rapist in Harford County and Baltimore County are going to join us in about 20 minutes.
Oh, wonderful.
Here on the Morning Drive, and they will tell us their stories, and will also tell us how we can help them and prevent this from happening to your children and grandchildren in our school system. So that's coming up in about 20 minutes here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So keep that in mind. Just saying. I just want to talk a little bit before we get to our break about what the Democrats are doing to the Trump nominees. It has now been 20 days since the U.S. Senate has been in session and 4 days, today's day four of the Trump presidency, okay, second term. We have one Trump nominee confirmed. That's Senator Marco Rubio, who's now the Secretary of State. One. At this point in Obama's first term, he had nine. Okay? So the Democrats are slow walking. They're dragging their feet. They're blocking. Some anonymous senator has put a hold on Pam Bondi's nomination, meaning that they can put off for 7 days. Nothing happens with that nomination. For 7 days, you're keeping the country from an attorney general. Right now, we do not have a Secretary of Defense in Pete Hegseth because his ex-sister-in-law, who's being represented by a Democrat Party-connected law firm, has come in with this 11th-hour bogus complaint like they did with Justice Kavanaugh. And this is the game that they play repeatedly. And I think we're not even getting hearings on Cash Patel at FBI and Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI, till next Wednesday. And then they have to go to committee. Then the committee has to vote. It's possible that we won't have an FBI director or director of national intelligence during this crucially, strategically important time until mid-February. So here's the question. The question is, should Donald Trump say, screw it, I'm going to do recess appointments?
At this point, yes.
What that means is they can't serve the full 4 years. They'd have to do 2 years. And then they'd have to find somebody new and go through this whole process again. But isn't it important that the president hits the ground running with his cabinet? And this is what the deep state does. This is what, and John Thune says, we'll see. Thune, the majority leader, says, oh, we're going to stay in session all weekend if we have to, 24/7, to get these Trump nominees confirmed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think President Trump is going to, I think he's got the ticking time clock. He's like, we'll see where all of these stand. But right now, the vast majority of his cabinet is still out there, not getting votes, not being confirmed, not being able to advance the Trump agenda and the MAGA agenda.
Yeah.
So just wanted to make sure people knew that.
It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And time once again for us to talk to Mark McVeary, our reverse mortgage answer guy. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are doing A-OK. Thanks so much. You know, have any of your clients used a reverse mortgage to assist their children or other family members?
Yeah, I mean, all the time, especially with this economy. I mean, you know, our kids never stop being our kids.
Right.
Unfortunately, some of my clients' kids got sick, lost their jobs, got divorced. I mean, I could probably go over 100 different examples. But, I mean, the common theme is they all had significant events that created financial strain. And the parents want to help them out, and sometimes a reverse mortgage can be the best tool. Because the great thing about using the reverse mortgage to help out the kids is that they can access the money in their home without putting a monthly payment on themselves and putting a strain on themselves, and they can still help out the kids at the same time. So we do see that often.
Mark, you know, a lot of people are skeptical about reverse mortgages because of things that they, you know, air quotes, heard. What are the most common myths or misunderstandings that you encounter?
Yeah, unfortunately, the thing they heard, which is almost 100% of the time, aren't true. I mean, you know, we hear the one all the time, the bank takes your home when you die, and not the case. You can't leave the house to your kids, another fallacy. And the one biggest thing is they don't own the home anymore, like they've lost control of the property, another misconception. I mean, again, bottom line, a reverse mortgage is just like any other mortgage. It's a lien against your home. The reverse mortgages are highly regulated, just like any other mortgage. The difference is with the reverse mortgage, it doesn't require a monthly payment, which frees up the cash flow for the homeowner. I mean, if you do the reverse mortgage, the client now has the money they were spending on the mortgage for other expenses. But again, no different than a regular mortgage. It's just you don't have a payment required.
Do you have any stories about clients that you've helped so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always helping out clients, like we just talked about, paying off mortgages and other credit card debt. But again, one of the biggest things I am seeing a lot of lately are clients that are coming to me that have a regular line of credit and we're using the reverse mortgage to pay it off. Because again, with rates going up so much over the last couple of years, their minimum payments on the regular line of credits have tripled and basically no longer manageable. So again, we're using the reverse mortgage to pay them off, eliminating those monthly payments, and within the reverse mortgage, establishing a new line of credit so they have money in the future if they have other needs.
Very good. And how do our listeners get in touch with you?
They can always catch me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, Mark, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man.
8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, the JFX now decided to get into the act, and there was a report of an accident southbound at Cold Spring Lane. We can see there's been heavy traffic now between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. Just in the last 4 or 5 minutes, I've been watching this right here at Old Pimlico Road. The pace got a little better, but it's still slow. And whatever was there at Cold Spring Lane, we can't see it because ain't got no cameras between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. So we have to look at the nearest thing, which is at the city-county line. So you're backed up to Ruxton Road, Green Spring Avenue, Falls Road will help you get around that area. BW Parkway was still slow and backed up. The wreck earlier was southbound near 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, a slight breeze, 32 the expected high today, and it remains cold at least for the moment. It is 13 and sunny in Middle River, 12 in Severn, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, the two moms whose children were victimized by a sex offender, juvenile sex offender in Harford County, Baltimore County, are going to join us in about 13 minutes to tell us their story and what they're doing legislatively to help prevent that from happening to other mothers and grandmothers and parents in our school system. So that coming up in just a second. We'll stay tuned for that. Also, get ready if your property tax, if you've been hit like I was, 33% increase in my property tax. Well, your water bill, if you use city water, might be going up. Baltimore approved a 30% water rate hike and sewage fee increase amid a public outcry.
Baltimore City residents cannot afford even a $12 rate hike.
Some Baltimore City residents are being billed up to 10% of their income.
We should not be subsidizing this burden.
Yet you are, because that's what the Democrats do.
And it is sad that the city residents have to foot the bill for this. But they're making the point at this hearing yesterday at the Baltimore City Council that there's a lot of unpaid bills. A lot of corporations, a lot of businesses, and others have not paid their bills, and that's a concern.
There needs to be a focus on collecting the money from those who have it.
So there's a lot of people that can afford those water bills, and that's in the millions.
Yeah, and I understand the water infrastructure. First off, you got a lot of mismanagement at DPW. We know that. Okay, that is just a gross example of incompetence and bureaucracy on display. So that you got to fix that. There are some needs to fix the infrastructure. There's no doubt about that, and that's going to have to be funded from somewhere somehow. But this is what they're calling leadership at the Baltimore City Council. City Council President Zeke Cohen had abstained from the vote.
In this matter, I'm going to abstain.
Why not just vote against it?
So the reason I chose not to vote against it is that I buy the administration's analysis that this is a necessary and important investment in this utility.
So that's leadership, isn't it? You don't vote for it like the rest of your council members did, and you don't vote against it to vote with the people. You stay right in the middle. You stay neutral. Because you want to have the best of both worlds. Boy, that's all the leadership skills of a caboose on the part of Zeke Cohen. Now, let me give you a number here. The city is acknowledging they have $72 million in unpaid water bills. And wait for it, in an effort to collect those debts, they've entered into a $12 million contract with the company to go out and collect that debt. So they're going to pay $12 million to get the $72 million. So if they're successful, that'd be a net of $60 million. Isn't there somebody in the city that's tasked with a job to collect?
Isn't that what you're being paid for? If they're saying that the people who are doing this aren't competent because they've not gotten it done, rather than hire an outside company, well, you let the people who aren't getting the job done go, and you put people in on, again, taxpayer money, already being paid for, and say, this is your job. I want to see benchmarks within the month, and I want to see exactly your progress report on a biweekly basis as to how things are going.
Yeah. So we'll have to look. I just think that in this particular case, look. I've always said this. This is financial mismanagement. The way dollars are treated, tax dollars are treated by the city, by the state, and by the federal government. It's right when President Trump said in his inaugural speech on Monday that we need a revolution of common sense. And this defies belief in common sense.
Yeah.
How you would have to pay $12 million to go chase $72 million. And again, where's the inspector general in all of this in Baltimore City? And Isabel Cummings is very good, but apparently we missed the boat on this one. It's 8:29. I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements, and they are... again, if you made that health care health resolution for the new year, I would suggest you take the health survey. Let's start with that. Go to res-q.life. That's res-q.life. You take the health survey. It takes about 5 minutes. I've taken it. Bruce has taken it. And it kind of helps you with your goals. Where do you want to be as far as fitness level? Are you getting enough sleep? Would you like to drop a few pounds? Would you like to eat healthier? You know, any or all of the above. And it helps identify what is most important to you. And then we'll recommend what Rescue Natural supplements that you might want to consider. And then you can take up to 50% off on some of these supplements right there at the site, res-q.life. Because let's face it, we all need a little bit of help, a little push sometimes. And these natural supplements are powerful, they're pure, they're potent. They can help you get there with no side effects. It's res-q.life. Take the survey today, and I think you'll be glad you did. It's 8:30, time for news headlines once again. Here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Adirondack County Police are investigating a stabbing at the Sonesta Suites BWI in Lincolnham Heights. Police were called to the hotel at around 4:30 Tuesday afternoon. They found the victim and suspect with stab wounds. Both men taken to shock trauma with those wounds, non-life-threatening injuries. According to the preliminary investigation, the stabbing stemmed from an argument. The suspect's wounds were self-inflicted. The suspect is identified as 24-year-old Jamai Ty Devon, and he was arrested on a warrant after his release from the hospital. Baltimore Board of Estimates has approved the Department of Public Works' request to increase water and sewer rates in the city. Beginning February 1st, the sewer rate will increase by 15%, and there will be a 3% increase in water bills. Baltimore Police and City Schools Police are investigating a shots fired incident across from the Academy for College and Career Exploitation, ACCE, that was on Wednesday afternoon. Gunfire broke out around 3 o'clock while both an MTA bus and a yellow school bus carrying students were getting ready to leave. No one was injured by the gunfire. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says the city is not planning to make any changes regarding the immigration enforcement in the city. He has not issued any new directives for police or city agencies in response to President Trump's mass deportation plan. The mayor says the federal government handled the nation's immigration policy and laws, and the city has not and will not interfere with them doing their work. Baltimore police also investigating a triple shooting left a 52-year-old woman dead, injured both a 29-year-old man and an 11-year-old girl. A shooting happened just after 5:30 yesterday evening, a 5400 block of York Road, as the victims were sitting in a vehicle. Coming up on 8:32 on WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Pick three lottery numbers, 712. Your pick 41009. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that late backing towards Annapolis is still there with the snow on the ground. They're still fighting a little glare and some bright sunshine. So I-97 southbound from Benfield to Route 32, at least down to the bridge at 178. Still slowing. It's moving, but you're backed up a little bit through there. JFX is slowing. Ruxton Road through the city-county line. Again, we can't see the wreck. It was reported at Cold Spring Lane. There are no cameras that work on the JFX in the city other than the speed cameras, but, you know, the regular traffic cameras don't make any money, so the hell with those. So we're backed up south of Ruxton Road down through there. BW Parkway still hurting a little bit from the earlier wreck southbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures continue on the cool side through the rest of the week, just not as cold as what it was earlier in the week. The warm-up continuing through the weekend. 32 today, 34 tomorrow, 36 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Somewhat of an awkward, in a comical way, moment yesterday at the Ravens presser in Owings Mills. John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta facing the media. DaCosta, with Harbaugh sitting right there, was asked what has stood out to him about Harbaugh over the last 17 years.
Man, that's a deep question. I wish I had more time to reflect on it, but I think Coach has changed a lot. I think John's changed a lot over the years in different ways, and mostly all good ways. I think he
do you care about him in the not good ways?
But when I say that, I think
that was your next question.
I think that
I can do your job, he says. Meanwhile, Harbaugh, entering the last year of his contract, was asked what his status is at this point.
You know, I talk to Eric every day, talk to Steve every day. Not every day. Steve wouldn't talk to me every day. Talk to Sashi about every other day. But, you know, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. And however that goes, I trust God. I trust the people I work with every day who I love.
Elsewhere, the Chiefs met the media yesterday in Kansas City as they prepare for the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes took the mic and disagreed with the millions around the country that think that the NFL has a bias in keeping him upright.
I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can, and all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can.
Unfortunately, no one believes that. Cheap Eats coming to Camden Yards this season. Team President Katie Griggs announcing a value menu for Oriole fans, which includes $4 hot dogs, $4 nachos, and $5 beer, which affords us the opportunity to play this. And a Charlie Ekman reference, no less. Maryland basketball starts a two-game road swing tonight as the Terps take on number 17, Illinois, in Champaign. And the question is, what has happened to Derek Queen? Has he hit the freshman wall? Terps head coach Kevin Willard.
Take a deep breath and realize he's a freshman going against fifth-year seniors. I mean, he's as talented as a player as there is, and he's going to be in that three-letter league pretty soon. But
meaning the NBA. High school basketball, Mount Carmel with a gritty 47-37 win in Irvington last night over Mount St. Joe. Rodney Scott led the way with 16. And a sidebar here, the Gales were led by B.J. Ranson with 10. Ranson, the son of Beano Ranson, a St. Francis great back in the day, and a former assistant to Gary Williams at the University of Maryland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You have heard us cover this story over the last several years. Thanks to our good buddy Chris Pabst over at Fox 45. And let me set the table for you. Late 23, a then 15-year-old boy pleaded to a second-degree rape charge involving a Harford County mom's now 5-year-old daughter. But he was not sent to juvenile detention. Instead, he received probation. He returned to class at Patterson High in Boulder City. Because he is a juvenile, the families were not told that a sex offender was in school. In fact, nobody knew. A few months later, that same teen pleaded to a fourth-degree sex offense involving a Baltimore County mom's now 5-year-old child. The two-time sex offender was placed in the non-public juvenile sex offender registry. And now we find out he's been removed from that registry by a judge. And now that means he can return to the classroom. This, you might imagine, is every parent's nightmare. Joining us on our Newsmaker hotline this morning are the mothers of these two children, Erica and Tina. And Erica and Tina are just, I can't believe what you both have been through over the last year or so. And start with you, Erica. Again, welcome to the show. And give us an update on where we are right now.
Well, thank you so much for having me and letting us get out there and tell our story. For me, I'm the Baltimore County mother. And this has actually been, believe it or not, going on 3 years. Mm. This April, because at the time my daughter was only 2 years old when she disclosed what had happened to her. As you can imagine, being two, CPS was got involved but didn't believe us, didn't say there was a case. So an unfortunate thing that had happened that we had to live with, and call it divine intervention or whatever you want to call it, but it's not that I was glad that it happened to Tina's daughter, but it took what happened to her for Harford County to even push Baltimore County into opening a case for my child.
Now, I have a 2-year-old grandson, and so I can't imagine. I mean, and again, look, he knows names and he knows people familiar with him, but I just can't imagine what your 2-year-old went through and how she was able to identify. Tina, did you have the same experience with your daughter?
Yes,
Yes, I did. My daughter was 3 at the time, and, you know, she immediately went and told my husband, which I'm forever grateful for that she had the strength to tell him. I will say, though, while in Erica's case, CPS, in a sense, dropped the ball, Harford County CPS was amazing. They not only did what they needed to do for my daughter, they also pushed for Erica's as well.
Okay, in pushing for those daughters, you mean removing the offender from their presence. But the problem that we see is that the offender is just put back into a different circumstance. Nobody's notified, and he is free to offend again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the issue.
Erica, we'll get your reaction first.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, and that's what's been so frustrating from the entire ordeal, really, because in my opinion, almost every agency we have dealt with, from CPS to the state's attorney's office in both Baltimore and Harford counties, to DJS, they have all dropped the ball here. And, you know, you really don't know what we've been through unless you're in it, and I really hope and pray that no one ever has to be in our shoes or feel this way. But, you know, we spoke out a year ago. I believe you guys ran a story when Chris did our first interview last January, when we were Silhouette. And then after that, we were both hit with gag orders and we couldn't speak to anybody.
Right.
And it's like, so we try to speak out and be the voice for our daughters because they don't have a voice. And we get silenced because you guys are afraid of what? He made his choice. He knew what he was doing, what was right from wrong. Our girls didn't have that.
I think it's astounding that they put a gag order when all you're doing is trying to protect your children in this circumstance. On what basis was the gag order placed?
Tina?
The gag order was placed because he's a juvenile and no one is supposed to know what's really going on. Well, then how are we supposed to fix this system that is so broken? The whole process, the victim gets lost. It's not about what happened to our daughters and how they're doing. It's about how the juvenile sex offender is doing, and how can we make his life easier and better when it shouldn't be like that at all.
All right, stick with us. Erica and Tina are going to stay with us for another segment. We're going to find out about this judge's ruling and a piece of legislation that is now moving through Annapolis that hopefully will fix this and prevent this from happening in the future in just a moment.
8:43 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
JFX is still backed up, sitting still basically at Ruxton Road. It's from there all the way down to a wreck earlier that was at Cold Spring Lane. So it's slowed down through the city county line to at least Cold Spring Lane. So again, Falls Road or Green Spring is the option to get around then. BW Parkway still slow southbound from 198 through 197 down through Powder Mill Road. Late accident there. There is slowing on the Beltway. Going to be around a while. The west side, 795 through Frederick Road. The inner loop through Pikesville. That backup begins before Reisterstown Road. And the outer loop is Harford Road to Providence Road coming into the Towson area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny, breezy, and 32 today is the high. Right now it's 14 under sunny skies in Ellicott City, 15 in Middle River. On our newsmaker hotline, two moms, Erica from Baltimore County, Tina from Harford County, and their daughters were assaulted by a juvenile offender in school. They didn't know. Nobody knew. That's problem number one. And then, of course, problem number two is now once they're caught, the judge in this case, Judge Charles Blomquist, has now removed the individual from the juvenile sex offender registry, meaning he can go back into class. Tina, your reaction to this judge's ruling?
When he made his ruling, I was actually pretty distraught and devastated. I felt as though all the work that I had put in for my daughter from a year ago to have the law changed was in vain, in a sense. I couldn't believe it. I also felt as though he had already made his decision before we even entered the courtroom. My husband and I were not allowed to even speak during that hearing when every other hearing we were. So that's what gave me the opinion of he had already made his decision that he was removing him from the registry.
Erica, what was your reaction?
I too was shocked. I couldn't believe it, although I will be completely honest, the way this whole, you know, situation has unfolded over the last 2 years, I also wasn't surprised. I knew, you know, back in May when I had my hearing that he was never going to get the punishment we felt he deserved. And that's when I found out in January that my case had been closed in Baltimore County and I was never made aware. As the victim's mother, I should have been told.
You had no opportunity for a victim's impact statement? You just weren't even told that the case had been closed?
Well, no. I was able to give my victim impact statement at the sentencing hearing in May.
Okay.
But at that time, the state's attorney told me that a lot of what I wrote, I couldn't read out loud.
Was that Scott Schellenberger or was that somebody else?
That was somebody else. Someone that works in his office.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that, you know, you can't say these things. You know, the judge isn't going to allow it. I said, well, it didn't happen to you or the judge's daughter. It happened to my daughter.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I just feel like, as I mentioned earlier, the ball has been dropped 10 times over, and I'm done being silent. Tina's done being silent. It's time to bring awareness to situations like this, because how many other people has it already affected that we don't know about or could affect later down the line?
True.
Okay, a question for you. I don't know the marital status of either of you guys. Do either of you have a husband involved mm-hmm. in this as well?
I do. My husband is very much so involved.
That's Tina.
Okay.
So, Tina, tell us a little bit about, if you can, HB 814. This is a piece of legislation that will hopefully move through Annapolis quickly. And tell us what it says and what you hope to accomplish with it.
So the last year's bill was that juvenile sex offenders are prohibited from entering school property, any state-funded school property. As we've just learned, though, from our hearing in January, that if you're removed from jurisdiction early, which because it's supposed to be until you're 21, if you're removed early from jurisdiction, that means you now are off the juvenile sex offender registry, which means you can return to school. So the hope is that with this new bill, it will kind of close that loophole as well as add additional offenses to be included to prohibit them from entering school. I know, you know, Senator Salling has said that what he wants to do is make it so that for certain offenses, it's mandated that you stay on this juvenile registry until you're 21. And that's our hope.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we hope for. Eric and myself have several other ideas that we're meeting with different delegates and senators to discuss changes that need to happen. A lot of our laws when it comes to child sex abuse are extremely outdated.
Erica, tell us a little bit about the nonprofit that you've started, Pillars of Hope, and the P&K initiative, and how our listeners can help you both.
You know, we obviously, from what we've been through, we were like, you know what? For both of us, we needed to, the whole thing has been giving our girls a voice, right? Now, Tina and I both feel like this has been so much bigger than just our situations and our girls that we want to help everybody else's children, if we can. When I originally went through this, those first 13 months, I was utterly alone. I had no help. I had no resources. It was the worst 13 months of my life. I had just had my son 2 months prior to when my daughter disclosed this. I hadn't even returned to work yet, off of maternity leave. And, you know, I thank God that, like, Tina and I had each other to lean on this last year due to a horrible circumstance, but we want to be to others what we were not given.
Fair enough.
We want the support, the advocacy, you know, we named the nonprofit the initial P&K after our daughters, to know that, like, we're not done fighting. We are going to continue to do what we have to do and make change. Anyone, you know, that is a victim of sexual abuse, we want them to be able to feel like they can come reach out from the time of disclosure up until, you know, they go to court. If that means that we have to sit in the courtroom with them just to be a body or someone to be there with them so they're not alone, that's what we will do.
Well, Tina and Erica, I just want to let you, we are so sorry to what you've gone through,
yes.
But and we certainly will keep your daughters in our thoughts and prayers and hope they will continue to hopefully blossom and put this completely out of their memories. But I want you to both know that you can count on us here on The Morning Drive and WCBM for any kind of support or help that you need.
Thank you so much.
Going forward.
Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure. And stay in touch and keep us posted. We'll be watching this legislation very carefully, and we'll be leaning on the legislators for action when it comes to this kind of legislation to protect children in schools. Tina and Erica, thank you so much
for
joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you so much for having us, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's just an incredible story. 851, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM 853, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
On 295 on the Parkway southbound, it's still slow. We had the wreck earlier, almost an hour now, southbound at Powder Mill Road, and the pace is a little better, but we're still backed up from 198, 197 going south. It's trying to improve, but it's still just because of the fact that the roadway is only two lanes southbound through that area. JFX, Ruxton Road through the city-county line. The wreck earlier, which we can't see because there are no cameras there, was at Cold Spring Lane. We're still backed up through the city-county line and back to Ruxton Road for, I would say, at least the next half an hour or so. Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue, definitely the better bet. And they're still late backing on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Green Spring and Pikesville. And down the west side, it's still pretty solid yet from 795 towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather channel says sunny, light breeze today with a high of 32. It's almost swimming weather for Kim Klasick now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tonight down into the teens. She's such a good sport, folks. Right now it's cloudy at 17 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. You know,
I found a piece of audio. If we could, Kristen, put the Kim Klasick the second cut in.
We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have alligators. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have alligators. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have alligators. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have alligators.
We were sure that you know, we actually put a mic near your car.
Yeah.
So that as you were getting out in the morning.
That was me.
Yes. Don't have earthquakes, don't have alligators. So this is always something to be thankful for, you know?
Yeah. Great. I'd actually take an earthquake over this weather, to be honest with you. Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about today, obviously. The triple shooting that happened in Baltimore at 5 p.m. yesterday. I was a little shocked, to be honest with you, that Mayor Brandon Scott actually came out and said a few words, considering how cold it was, and also considering the fact that, according to him, crime and violence is down, and I didn't think that he would want to draw any attention to a triple shooting, especially involving a mother, or a woman, I should say. We don't know if that's the mother of the 11-year-old girl.
Well, he had to address that sucker behavior.
Yeah. You know, you get mad when people call you a DEI hire, and then you say things like this. And it's just, yes. Does he realize he represents hundreds of thousands of people? And this is the kind of language that he uses. Anyways, we're going to talk about that. I did get a response from Democrat Delegate Michelle Guyton. You know, they're cutting $200 million from disability in the budget proposed by Governor Wes Moore. And, you know, that's something near and dear to her heart. So we're going to read her statement at 9:35. I did invite her on the show. She did not want to come on the show. But the fact that she gave a statement, I think we're moving in the right direction. So we'll talk about that. And then also the Chinese app RedNote that was taking the place of TikTok. I don't know if you guys heard this.
No. Yeah, that is, when you look at the Chinese, the Mandarin translation, it means little red book, which is right out of Mao.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, now they're talking about segregating Americans because apparently our culture is just not what they want other people.
Yeah.
What they want their population to
see. Besides the fact that it's all in Chinese anyway. I don't know why people would even use it.
Yeah, well, apparently they're saying people in their country, they're looking at the pictures, and Americans are way too sexualized, and they don't want their young girls to
It was like Bruce with National Geographic when he was
young. Always a good read.
Yes. Well, I think that's interesting. Yeah.
I read it for the articles.
You know, here we are being shunned.
I can't imagine why.
Is there something wrong with our culture? I didn't realize that.
I took a look at Zuckerberg at the inauguration. Yes. That was on for them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, we have so much to talk about, so I'm excited about it.
All right, very good. Can you play Stick Live?
No alligators.
Yeah. Coming up next, right after that, do not miss a moment of Kim. Coming up right after 9 o'clock news here this morning. That's going to about wrap it for us today. I just want to tell you about our good buddy, Law Office Michael A. Freedman. Michael, of course, is there 24/7. And look, there are a lot of personal... I talked to a couple the other day that were in a serious automobile accident. Both went to the hospital. The husband was released. The wife was kept because she broke her ribs, punctured a lung. I mean, this stuff, unfortunately, it does happen. You want to make sure that your insurance coverage is up to date, number one. Number two, if you are seriously injured, you do need to call Michael, because Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the other associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, etc., they are going to make sure that you get better. You can focus on that and worry about nothing else. And I mean worry about nothing else, because they will take care of everything, and you're in great hands. They've helped so many people. They've helped people of my family, WCBM employees, our listeners, and so many more. So the law offices of Michael A. Freedman are there at 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Don't forget their website. It's informative and helpful, maflaw.com. That is the website. All right, Kim is up next. Make sure you stay tuned for her. Don't forget Rob Carson today at noon. Drive home with our good colleague Sean Hedy. Excellent interview by Sean last night in the Oval Office
with the president,
with
yes.
Donald Trump. See you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.